Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much, my friends, for joining us on this live Tuesday edition as we broadcast worldwide. Ted Nugent contacted the show yesterday and has got a lot he wants to say, popping in the second hour. Very excited about the Nuge, who's a listener of the show, coming in to talk about the Boston bombing and a lot more coming up in the second hour. And then we've got Mark Anderson, who's taken over from Jim Tucker, who died last week, the old sleuth. The old media sleuth who helped expose the globalist cabal and the Bilderberg Group. Mark Anderson, editor of American Free Press, is going to be popping in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast. We're going to have open phones as well today. Here's the deal. I might go on a week-long family vacation once a year. This was supposed to be like a three-day one. But as things go, one of the children, of course, got sick as we traveled up to Arkansas. So I've decided to stay a couple more days. And I've got so much going on that it was put in the schedule last week for an Esquire cover story reporter who's done them on Ron Paul and others, I think he's done a pretty good job in the past being fair, to come down and interview us. But I tell you, that's how you impress people, is to stand them up. And so the Esquire reporter is sitting there in the office in Austin, Texas right now while I am sitting here just trying to, I swear, it's like vacations are more stressful than just staying at home. But I've decided to stay a few more days in Arkansas, and so we're going to see what's going to happen with that. Who knows? I might fly, if he wants to, the Esquire writer up, and we'll have Gonzo Journalism with him here, not in studio, but in hotel room with me tomorrow. Who knows? If we do that, Richard, we ought to get one of their banquet rooms, one of their smaller business offices, and maybe do the interview in there tomorrow. We're going to have two microphones. Did we bring two microphones? We brought two microphones, so who knows? Actually, tomorrow's Mike Adams, so it would be Thursday. Maybe we'll have the, I'm inviting the Esquire writer. I think I was just told he is going to be coming here, so we should just have him here with us in studio, in hotel room. Doesn't sound right. In studio. Okay, folks. Obviously, it is an insane day, a ton of crazy things going on. This radio show broke into the mainstream of the political mind a long time ago. But the establishment played this weird game of denying we existed or only demonizing us occasionally. That dam has completely, not just ruptured, but completely collapsed. And there is a National Review article, you know, the gospel according to Alex Jones, I was just told about. I haven't had time to read the whole thing yet. David Knight, our reporter, is analyzing that. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And this is not a Gonzo show where I sit here and talk about myself all day, other than the fact that what happens to this broadcast more and more is tied to what happens to the Republic. It's kind of like what happens to Ron Paul or Rand Paul or people like Ted Cruz is tied to the future of the Republic. What happens to DrudgeReport.com is tied to the future of the Republic. I mean, there's not that much resistance to this tyranny in the media and the government. There's massive resistance in the grassroots, in the fruited plain. So if we are able to be successful, then that is a bigger hole in the enemy's fortress. That's a bigger chink in the dragon's underbelly armor. So what they do to us is really what they do to the liberty movement, period. You know, it was National Review that went after the John Birch Society in the 60s for saying the war in Vietnam was wrong and that the globalists were actually funding communists and using it as a Hegelian dialectic to consolidate power and create a fake liberal counterculture. And that, of course, has now been declassified. Welch and others were exactly right. So when I first heard National Review had done a big story, I thought, oh, goodness gracious, are they going to come after me like they did the John Birch Society? Because, at that time, William F. Buckley was CIA. That's all, again, been declassified. You can look that up. And was there to basically control the conservative liberty movement in this country. Just like Karl Rove is on Fox News lecturing everyone to, don't listen to the Tea Party. Don't listen to these anti-New World Order people. Don't listen to them about all this radical conspiracy theories. He's saying basically the same thing that, White House-run Media Matters and people are saying. Okay, when we come back, all the big news on the Second Amendment, on Syria, and your phone calls, big broadcast, Ted Nugent, you name it, and a lot more coming up today, Infowars.com, streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, prepared, troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here on another live worldwide broadcast. Again, it is 11:08 Central Standard Time today on this Tuesday edition. And here are just some of the headlines we're going to be going over today. FBI is now taking samples from the suspect's widow. Tamerlan claimed conspiracy. Derailed boxing career. Ron Paul says police manhunt for a suspect scarier than attack. Rand Paul warns of 1984 surveillance scenario. Government to fine companies for not complying with wiretap orders. That is just some of the news we're going to be covering today. Also, the GAO, the General Accounting Office, to now investigate Homeland Security ammo purchases, and that's from U.S. News and World Report right now. And, of course, I was going to that link via Drudge Report and drudgereport.com. Right underneath that link, backlog on gun owners hits 2 million guns. While questions continue to swirl about the Department of Homeland Security's huge ammo spree, Americans are finding it increasingly difficult to obtain firearms while backlogs surge despite Sturm-Ruger gun shipments surpassing 500,000 for the first time in history. Almost every gun manufacturer I talk to has 6 months to a year to 2 years backlog. That's why a Barrett 50 cal a year ago was $5,000 that I bought as an investment, knowing this was coming, and is now worth $25,000. So if I ever need to cash that in to keep funding the media operation, we have it. And so I said, wow, this is working. Let me get another one. As I saw the price going up, I bought that, I don't know, $6,000-$7,000, and it's $25,000. Just an example of what's happening here. And notice they've gone now in the media from saying that it's a conspiracy theory that they bought bullets to it's a conspiracy theory that we should be concerned about the bullets. That's now what they're saying, that it's a conspiracy theory that we're concerned. And I was just during the break reading the National Review article that I just was told about right before I went on air, The Gospel According to Alex Jones. And it says, you know, his conspiracy theory of the bullets has now gone mainstream. It's kind of like saying his conspiracy theory that George Washington exists has gone mainstream. His conspiracy theory that Jesus Christ existed has now gone mainstream. His conspiracy theory that the Atlantic Ocean is east of New York City has gone mainstream. His conspiracy theory that Mexico is the country south of the U.S. border in the south is a conspiracy theory. I mean, they are everything they've got is betting on the fact that you're stupid, that you're not informed, that you can't go verify our articles from over a year ago that link to the federal biz site with the federal purchase orders and bids that under federal law are public. So what are they going to do about things that are public? They're just going to sit there and hope that you don't go click the links in an Infowars.com article or a Drudge Report linked article. And they are just hoping that you don't go look into it. But I mean, what are they going to do? Even when Fox News and Forbes are going, well, actually, they did buy billions of bullets. We should have a national discussion. Well, Big Sis sits up there in Congress and goes, those are not credible media sources. A known liar who ran fast and furious, a false flag terror attack, killing thousands of people, hundreds on our side, thousands in Mexico. Conservative numbers are 400. Some of the numbers are as high as 8,000. I mean, there's like 60,000 plus dead the last, you know, 5-6 years in Mexico and growing. But they just, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, too. I've seen articles saying Alex Jones pushes the fast and furious conspiracy theory. I mean, CBS News a year ago got the documents saying that they staged it to blame the Second Amendment. That came out in the memos. Of course they shipped the guns into Mexico to then track them back to deaths on both sides to blame the Second Amendment. How did I know that? When Obama first got in 4 years ago, they gave press conferences with Big Sis and Eric Holder and the rest of them. You all remember. We've done the nightly news pieces. We've played it here showing them. When they said, we know nothing about Fast and Furious. We didn't know about Operation Gun Runner. We didn't know anything about this. And then we showed clips of them going, we're running an Operation Gun Runner to track and trace guns into Mexico. And this is in 2009. In 2010, press conference after press conference, and the media's like, gee, did they lie? Did they lie to Congress saying that they didn't know? They were up there saying, we're tracking guns that came out of the U.S. back, you know, into Mexico and back here causing murders, and the Mexican president came out and said, it's your fault, America. Turn your guns in like we've done here. Yes, you can have the highest crime rate in the world per capita, where the citizens have their guns taken, but the government and the mafia still has it. That's the definition of a recipe, an atmosphere, a climate, a soup, an ether in which the dragons of corruption swim and devour the innocent. Am I preaching? You bet I'm preaching from the heart. And you know what they're threatened by? They're threatened by intellect and common sense and us making a connection and you going and pulling up the clips. Just type into YouTube, Big Sis knew, Jan Napolitano knew about Fast and Furious, and it's press conferences or Big Sis caught in lies or Holder caught in lies on Fast and Furious. And it's not just us. Everybody did the videos. It's hiding in plain view like a 10 trillion pound scrofulous, pus-filled, disgusting, stinking elephant sitting on us. And they're telling us that we shouldn't notice it, we shouldn't care, we shouldn't be involved, we should just shut up and go to sleep. So you remember them, and I want my reporters to pull this up. That's why we're trying to get more reporters so we can do more. To pull up all the clips now, then the last year and a half since we broke this and pushed this. And they're always like, oh, what is it? Is it a billion? Is it 1.6 billion? Is it 2 billion? Is it 2 billion, 200 million? And they'll show clips on the news. You can pull, well, we've played these, where they'll have us saying a billion. And then 1.6, like we're lying. Like, what is it, Alex? Is it a billion? Is it 1.6? Is it 2 billion? Is it 2.2 billion? What is it, Alex? Which one is it, Alex? Which conspiracy theory is it, Alex? Not telling their idiot viewers, or people they think are idiots, that they're going back over a year and a half as the number of bullets increased. You know who they're targeting? They're targeting people that my reporter and Mark Dice, John Bound, they went out to California. They've gone out to Austin. Leanne McAdoo's gone out to Austin. And everyone, except one person, stopped and signed a petition to ban water for the earth. Everyone, but a couple people said, put everyone in FEMA camps that owns guns. Arrest the gun owners. And inject children with mercury and brain damage them for more autism and to put America under Nazi rule. And these are people that speak English, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, go, yes, as long as it's for the Democratic Party, Heil Adolf Hitler. They said, I want Nazi fascist Orwellian rule in America. And by the way, I'm going to go out with a live feed. We've got live feeds via our iPhone 5s and stuff. I want to send the crews out this week. During the show, maybe Friday's show, in Austin, I want to go to UT, and I want to go down to the pedestrian hike and bike trail, and I want to show the world live feed. You don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, we don't go out there for 2 hours to find idiots. We go out there for 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, and get everything we need to show you. Because we're looking for people that are informed. It isn't happening. If you find a trendy, you find someone in a trance state, a medical sleepwalking trance state, and let me tell you, I'm here to wake you up, okay? Yeah, we need to have fascist Nazi rule like Nazi Germany, take the guns, have an Orwellian police state. Will you please sign a petition for the Orwellian police state, ma'am? Oh, yes, I will. Yes, we want to confiscate the guns door to door because these guns are evil in citizens' hands, only the police and military. You don't need to tell me, buddy. I absolutely hear you. Let me sign that petition for you. And that's what's happened. You've got those of us that are informed. We're not perfect. We don't have all the answers. They always try to say, Alex Jones says they know everything and everybody else is a moron. No, I just have a heartbeat. I still am conscious a little bit. I still try to pay attention. I haven't just given up to the whole, mega state control system. And other people aren't giving up. You got to love this U.S. News and World Report article. GAO now investigating DHS ammo purchases. And they go on to say, oh, they're looking into it now. Because it was just 6 months ago enough for 25, or was it 6 years, 20 plus years of an Iraq war. And now it's 30 something years, because it's well over 2,200,000,000 bullets in the last 18, 19 months. GAO now investigating DHS ammo purchases. The Government Accountability Office tells Whispers it is now investigating large ammunition purchases made by the Department of Homeland Security. Chuck Young, a spokesman for GAO, says the investigation of the purchases just getting underway. The Congressional Investigation Agency is jumping into the fray just as legislation was introduced in both the Senate and the House to restrict the purchase of ammo by some government agencies, except the Department of Defense has its own factories and procurement. The Ammo Act introduced Friday would prevent agencies from buying more ammunition in stockpiles or greater than what were in previous administrations. Bingo. Last time we did the numbers about 6-8 months ago, I don't know, it was like back in like November, I don't know, yeah, 6 months ago, it was something like 12 times what had ever been purchased in a single year. And see, they'd pull the straw man on you again like you're a moron. They would go show the Social Security Administration getting a couple hundred thousand rounds, or this administration getting 1,000,002, and go, Alex Jones has been discredited, ladies and gentlemen. He said that it was, you know, $1.6 billion at that time. It was only a couple hundred thousand. Okay? But they didn't tell you that was one line item of just hundreds of pages of who was getting what. That's how they play you like you're a chump. Are you a chump? Are you a sucker? Now they're investigating the 2 billion rounds. Sorry, you got caught in a lie. Sorry, who are the bullets for? Well, we know who they're for. Alex Jones here, back live, joining you from deep in the heart of Arkansas. And the whole crew is down there at the InfoWars Central Texas Command Center. David Knight's going to be popping in with some news updates and more in the next segment ahead of Ted Nugent, who's going to be on with us for about 20, 30 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. The toll-free number to join us, if you'd like to comment about the ammo conspiracy cover-up imploding, or the fact that our government is openly saying WMD lies again about Syria, that legally and lawfully have their own chemical weapons, and now there's articles about Al-Qaeda trying to take over their chemical weapons, so the West has to bomb Syria because the Al-Qaeda the West put in and is being led by the CIA and MI6 may get the chemical weapons, and people say, oh, we just trained the Arabs to kill each other. No, the West has always run Al-Qaeda and the jihadis and is using them to overthrow governments that are not even threatening American interest. And they're doing that to put people in power that do threaten real American interest. The globalists are involved in treason. And all the good old boys that are like, hey, how come Homeland Security's for veterans and gun owners now? That was always the plan. The globalists have captured America. They run Al-Qaeda, and it's now totally public. And now it's coming out with the brothers, the Patsy brothers, Tamerlan and his little brother, that there are audio recordings of them saying, we didn't do it, we didn't do it. That's up on InfoWars.com. Big breaking news. In fact, you guys grab that audio. I haven't even mentioned that yet. You've got the family that have intelligence connections written all over them, a bunch of lawyers and oil company execs, the brothers. You know, the older brother sent under a CIA-sponsored program to Dagestan and Georgia, and that's been released, and no one's challenged that. I mean, I've already gone over all this, and people are like, are you saying there aren't Muslim extremists? You know, it's so fun to have this bombing and get all upset and, you know, kumbaya America. America is being destroyed by the globalists. Our republic is being systematically shut down by the New World Order. And if people can't get this, they fund all the sides, all the major sides. And I've talked about it ad nauseum, but I'd love to get your take on that as well. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. and we will get you up and on the air here today. I want to get your take on that. But getting back to U.S. News and World Report, they even post a local TV station out of New York with Lionel commentary on WPIX, who, by the way, is coming on with us Friday. And again, it sounds like Alex Jones, and I'm sure Lionel's listening right now. He's a fan of the show. I'm a fan of what he does. He introduced me a few years ago at the Talkers keynote speech in New York. But the point is that, oh, what are they going to do? Now there's Lionel. Now there's Ben Swan. Now there's Drudge Report. Now there's Michael Savage. Now everybody's talking about the bullets. Now Glenn Beck is up there saying it's not a real story because I report it. When all I've been doing is reporting on the federal government's own purchase orders. But it gets worse. The Congressional Investigative Agency is jumping into the fray just as legislation was introduced in both the Senate and the House to restrict the purchases of ammo by some government agencies, except the Department of Defense. The Ammo Act introduced Friday would prevent agencies from buying more ammunition if stockpiles are greater than they were in previous administrations, which they're 12 times a year previously. And they go, we haven't even gotten all this ammo. No, you got about a billion rounds, a billion more coming, and anything factories scale up to make, they then up the orders to make sure we can't get the bullets. That's what's happening. Duh. And it says, Donnell Harder, a spokesman for Senator Jim Inhofe, Republican Oklahoma, who introduced the legislation in the Senate, tells Whispers the bill would also require GAO to share the findings of its report on DHS purchases with Congress. And it goes on. And then there's another article right there about Schumer and McCain say gun control is coming back. Oh, yes, they never quit trying to disarm us while they armed to the teeth against us. Officials at DHS have denied to both Whispers and lawmakers that it's stockpiling ammunition. See, the conspiracy is they say what our definition is wrong. First, there was no bullets, extra bullets. Now, okay, there are bullets, but you're discredited. You broke a story. You've been proven right, so you're discredited. Your horse won the Kentucky Derby, so you're discredited. You won the NFL, you're discredited. You won the Super Bowl. You won the boxing match, you're discredited. You won the art show, you're discredited. You were confirmed right over and over again, you're discredited. That's why I'm so discredited, because I'm right. And it goes on to say that the Associated Press, since the AP reported back in February, the DHS had bought 1.6 billion bullets and another 750 million. So there it is, I'm discredited, Associated Press. Confirming what we broke, but we're discredited. Mr. Discredited will be right back after these messages. Please stay with us.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. And again, your phone calls are coming up at 800-259-9231. I wanted to give you a few of the headlines that are up at Infowars.com right now. Syrian chemical weapons. Globalist magazines say Kucinich is a Infowars conspiracy theorist. So now if anybody on the left, right, libertarian, anything says, hey, our government's set up Iraq with WMDs. Our government's putting al-Qaeda in Syria. That's an admitted fact. Even the CFR admits that. If Dennis Kucinich comes out and says, hey, this is wrong, and says the sky is blue, he's now an InfoWars person. See, notice they're going after InfoWars. They're now going from ignoring that name to trying to discredit it because they're in panic mode. And this is the time that we need your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. because the globalists are funding Al-Qaeda. L.A. Times, New York Times admit it, but back of the paper. It's totally immoral. They gave them Libya. They're giving them Syria. 26-month attack, killing Christians, blowing up mosques, blowing up churches, synagogues. And people are like, what, you like Assad? Well, Assad's done nothing to anybody. His dad was a pretty bad guy. I'm not a fan of the dictatorships over there, but our government gets rid of one old dictator, Mubarak, and puts something 10 times worse in. Because it's not our government. It's so frustrating. I mean, it's so evil. It's so immoral. And it's so bizarre. But then you look at history and look what all the other corrupt governments get away with. And then I'm having my liberties taken because of Al-Qaeda threat? And they go, oh, yeah, the Al-Qaeda threat. See the Boston bombing. The Al-Qaeda threat, those guys are clear intelligence cutouts. Nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Boston bombers during shootout. We didn't do it. Audio feed suspicious brothers may have been set up. We're going to be getting to that in the next hour. Backlog of gun orders hits 2 million. Infowars.com, also linked DrudgeReport.com. GAO now investigating DHS ammo purchases. You already covered that. The crisis is imminent. When the real crash comes, it will be worse than the Great Depression. That's what top analysts are saying. 20 signs the next great economic depression has already started in Europe. How to instantly tell who's evil versus good. The philosophy of control versus empowerment. Flashback. NBC report confirms bankers really do fund drug cartels and terror groups. And by the way, I haven't even gotten into a report last week. Last Friday by Matt Taibbi. Big story in Rolling Stone. Some of the old line media that still has an effect because they know you've got to tell some of the truth to have any readers. What, is he an evil conspiracy theorist? Where he goes and says, I have to apologize to the conspiracy theorists that say there's a one-world corporate government. It's absolutely true. It's mega banks, total insider trading, the stock market, interest rates, everything is an engineered fraud. You are correct, and they're forming a world government where they're above the law in a 14-page article. Like Alex Jones wrote it. I mean, there's no future if there's no checks and balances on these people. And they're the opposite of free market, and they're blaming capitalism and the free market for their monopoly system. What's the number one way to get power and make money in America? Well, if you control the government regulatorily through your corporate minions who have been put in power, they can simply shut down all their competition and move everything to offshore third world countries where you work with communist dictatorships who only let you operate. Then once there's a climate of almost everything being shut down, the few operations allowed to operate that you control or own make double, triple, quadruple profits. And then everybody's got to bow to you because it's the only job. That's called a managed economy. That's called a fascistic economy. That's called corporatism. But the left is out there going, all business is evil, all private money is bad. And they're being funded by megabanks who want to extinguish the light of the middle class and the real free market, the engine, the genie in the bottle that could overthrow them. Use the stupid Star Wars analogy. The free market middle class are the Jedi. And they must be hunted down and exterminated. Execute order number 66. Do what must be done, Lord Vader. Show no mercy. And that's exactly what's going on. Shut America down. Shut it down. Shut it down to where you're the only game in town. What did the Rockefellers do in booming states like West Virginia and Arkansas in the last 100 years? They came in, they took it over, they imploded the states by design, and they own and run it all. They want dark ages. They want feudalism. They want you under their control. Now, I'm going to get to your calls. And I haven't even gotten into the Syria situation with the same story. They got WMDs. They're going to use them. And Syria for a year is like Al-Qaeda's got them. The West is giving it to them through Turkey and other countries. The NATO is here. It's on record. This is evil. You're running Al-Qaeda. Don't do it. We would never use chemical weapons. They don't even work very well anyways. We are not going to do that. Do not stop attacking us. Stop, stop. And then as soon as Hegel, you know, stages this deal, and, you know, as soon as that deal happens, now they can make a deal. Russia, you can take out the Muslim extremists we put in your country, in southern Russia. But let us now have Syria. And the Russians step back and go, all right, we're your friends. And boom, they attack the air war that'll be called a peace war. Why not give Obama a peace prize every bomb he drops on Libya or Syria or on a whole, you know, wedding party to get one bad guy? Why not give Joseph Mengele peace prizes? Why not give Hitler a couple dozen? I mean, if you're going to give him one, why stop there? Now, all of this said, showing that I guess I'm one of the only people crazy enough to go up against these people. I mean, it's my instinct. I mean, whatever choice do we have? What I've always dreaded privately, and I've even said this on air, is that when the National Review comes after InfoWars.com, that means we're really effective. Rachel Maddow comes after us, it's not a big deal. CNN comes after us, you know, it's not a big deal, because libertarians and conservatives will immediately go, oh, Alex is good. When you really know I'm effective is when they have the Republicans come after me. The same ones who all day try to keep libertarians and conservatives on a reservation of Mitt Romney-type Republicans who'll give us open borders, anti-gun garbage. I saw a Fox News piece where they go, you know, the Tsarnaev brothers, they came here and got $100,000 a year in welfare. That number's out. You know, they got the American dream of free housing and everything. I've got this clip. We may play it later. And then they turned on us. So the American dream is not free welfare and all this garbage. And they have this anti-immigrant talk, but it's only in words to then act like they're doing something about it. America is being systematically conquered economically and financially and well, same thing, and culturally by the globalists. They're bringing in people from countries that have no history of freedom because they'll go along with it. God bless them. I wish they had freedom. America doesn't export liberty. It's been conquered. It now exports tyranny. But they can compare us to another tyrannical country and go, well, you know, what are you for Russia? Or you know, no, I live here. This is my republic. I want America back. And because I espouse ideas that are truly Americana, I'm under attack. So pray for us. Spread the word about the broadcast. Because when you have National Review coming out in big stories and basically demonizing Alex Jones, yours truly, and then saying, oh, it's a religion. They believe in the New World Order. They believe the bullets were bought. They believe there's globalism. While the globalists brag in newspapers like the Financial Times and Newsweek, but from a perspective of global government's good. See, if global government's good and you say it's good, I'd be invited to the CFR. I'd be all over national news. I'd be the darling. I don't want to be on your sinking ship. Sorry. But if I say it's bad, oh, then it doesn't exist. Now, here's the thing. Do you pass or fail the test, America? Are you so dumb as to see all this happening and not realize how transparent the propaganda is? They're using the same propaganda on me they used on Barry Goldwater and that they used on the John Birch Society and that they used on Ron Paul, bashing him in the 90s. Now they don't do it so much because Ron Paul won. He won the hearts and minds. And see, we're winning now. This is not the 50s and 60s and 70s where a guy with a fake Atlantic British accent, William F. Buckley, what do you think about the future integration of the systems, American system worldwide, the I'm going to now do this interview with, because I'm the son of a robber baron, steel coal baron, who made his money off of consolidation of monopolies. I'm going to intellectually here speak right now with the man named David Knight in Fours. David, what is this you have to say about the religion of the Church of Alex Jones, National Review? Because William F. Buckley has been, what should I say, resurrected here today with a fake Atlantic accent to discuss here with us on air this dangerous young man. David Knight, again, William F. Buckley here for the National Review. Here we are on PBS. So we're on the PBS, but we're anti-government, though. What are we now saying? What is your defense of your pitiful Alex Jones now?
Well, you know, Alex, what we're seeing here from the National Review, you had MSNBC, which is really the neocon CIA left. Now we've got National Review, which is really the neocon CIA right attacking you. And I find it interesting because the first part of the article, well, the whole article is really about how it's not about information, but it's about faith. And she says in the second paragraph, Jones's theories have sometimes gained currency outside of InfoWars. Recently, he reported that Homeland Security was buying a notable amount of ammunition, as if it was just a single report. And then she mentions the fact that congressmen and senators are now having issues with it. But now listen to the way she ends it here. She says, but as tends to be the case with InfoWars narratives, it turns out to be a non-issue. The DHS buys large quantities of ammo to use at law enforcement training centers, and there's little change in the quantity purchased this year compared with previous years. That's absolutely not true. I mean, if they're going to try to destroy you, they need to get a little bit closer to the truth.
They're counting on, I mean, here's the deal. And they're also trying to demonize Tea Party Republicans, who they're now discovering a lot of them are my listeners. I mean, yeah. We'll call congressmen from Tennessee or the Carolinas as guests. They go, well, yes, we'd love to come on. I listened yesterday to the show. You know, when I'm talking to these guys during the breaks, they'll have a little bit of distance once they're on air, which is fine. But the truth is they're listening. They're going and checking. They're finding out 99% of the time we're telling the truth. Do I make mistakes? Sometimes, yes. But again, now it's enough to 35-year war. It was a 25-year war in Iraq, and it's thousands of bullets more than each person in the military uses.
Four times.
And they're buying armored vehicles and all this. They cannot deny that they're militarizing and having drills every day now in major cities of martial law to acclimate us, and the army manuals say for gun confiscation. Because I'll tell you what they're really scared of, David. They're scared they're now going to not just look at the bullets, but the army manuals for FEMA camps and the army manuals for gun confiscation. Guys, type them in. Put them on screen for TV viewers. They are scared to death because now if the rest of the country listens to us, and by the way, folks, you can kill me, shut me down, destroy me. The message is already sent. America knows there's an authoritarian takeover happening. And of course, the CIA East Coast establishment, fake right wing that took over real conservatism in this country and you know, helped stop the John Birch Society from saving America early on. You guys are not fighting in 1965, okay? People know the truth now. Look at the gun purchases going on. We know National Review. And I'm sorry, go ahead, David.
Well, the whole thing is really kind of a snarky attack. The very first sentence says, InfoWars is a misnomer. At its core, 9/11 truther Alex Jones's infamous website is not about info, it's about faith. And then it goes on to say, he's an evangelist looking for converts. The whole thing is basically set up to make you and your listeners look like idiots, but they look like idiots when they try to spin this story about the ammunition. I mean, the facts are out there. We've actually linked to the places where they were doing the purchases because we knew that people were going to push back against us.
Look, they count on this
for over a year.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the 9/11 stuff. Let's go back to that. Okay, they always spin it. I mean, this is an exact quote when I bullhorned him at the DNC in 2008 in Denver. People can pull up Alex Jones, you know, bullhorns MSNBC. And Chris Matthews says, Alex Jones says Bush was at the towers with a plunger like Wile E. Coyote and blew it up. I never said that. In fact, I said Bush probably didn't even know because I talked to somebody that was in the bunker that night and said, you know, Bush was running around. Well, I think it was Marvin Bush, or one of them came back and even gave a speech at UTI of Daypov where he talked about him in the bunker running around, you know, scared in his underwear. And I was told that by somebody else that was there. You know, it's at night, you know, he's asleep, but he's kind of watching TV, freaked out. Either that or he's a great actor, which he isn't. I'm not defending George Bush. He was a bad globalist puppet. The point is that the military-industrial complex in the PNAC documents September 20th wrote, anybody can read this, Dick Cheney, we need a Pearl Harbor catalyzing event to be able to get Americans to accept giving up their liberties and launching these wars. 3,000 deads, what Pearl Harbor did, 3,000 9/11. Incredible. We have all these documents, this history of it, and you have NORAD standing down, and you have the dean of the Defense Language School going public and saying Muhammad Atta was trained in his class. You have the head of the U.S. Embassy in Jeddah saying they were ordered to let the hijackers back in the U.S. Just like when more stuff gets blown up by Al-Qaeda or they take the fall, I'll be on air going, our government gave Al-Qaeda the heat-seeking missiles in Benghazi. Our government's putting them in charge. This is wrong. And they'll be, how dare you, traitor, after Al-Qaeda blew down the jetliner. You know, that's coming, folks. How dare you say the government did it? No, criminal globalist networks want to take our liberty. They're funding radicals to do it. Now, that is very simple and easy to understand. And I'm sick and tired of them. Anybody that goes along with this government is aiding Al-Qaeda. When I said Obama is the global head of Al-Qaeda a month ago, it's true. It's true. He heads up NATO, and NATO runs Al-Qaeda. David Knight.
Well, you know, she says that basically these bullets don't exist, that you're a crazy, paranoid conspiracy. She says, here's the way she closes the article. She says, it's easy to write him off as a kook and a lunatic. That's what they did to Jeremiah. But the difference between Jones and the prophet Jeremiah is that Jones appears to be a paranoid. Well, I tell you what, Jeremiah looked pretty paranoid to the people that he was prophesying to. And while we're on that, just in case you think this is all paranoid, listen to this. It just broke and on Breitbart. Jakari brought this in to me. This is a quote. Today we face incredibly well-funded gangs of fundamentalist Christian monsters who terrorize fellow Americans by forcing their weaponized and twisted version of Christianity upon their helpless subordinates and our nation's armed forces. These words were recently written by Mickey Weinstein, founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. This is a guy who goes on to quote the Southern Poverty Law Center. And guess who he's really talking about here? None other than people like Dr. James Dobson, leader of Focus on the Family. So we've seen now, in just a couple of weeks, we've seen
the most Pentagon. Mainline Christian Absolutely. Conservative groups out there. I'm going to have you back in the later in the third hour to talk about this, because I want to get into this. And you have Christian groups being shot up now, and people say they did it for the Southern Poverty Law Center, and then you have the Army Manual saying Christians, period, are extremists. Folks, these are the authoritarians trying to take our country over. Absolutely. Let's get that clip and play that later. We're also going to get the clip of the brothers saying they didn't do it.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles.
Look, the truth is, I've studied history. My listeners, my guests, we've all studied history. We know what we're talking about. The Army is now being taught across the board that Christianity is a cult and is evil. The globalists are trying to teach young children how to have sex in public schools. They are the social engineers. They control the state. They're taking over, and they control both political parties. And anyone that dares stand up and call them out is being told to sit down and shut up. We're going to get into the attack on mainline Christianity now at the bottom of the next hour after Ted Nugent leaves us. Please don't forget to support InfoWarsStore.com. Or InfoWarsShop.com will also get you there with all the books, the seed center, the high-quality water filters, the storable foods. All of it is about being prepared, being an individual, and then it's a win-win-win. We have the best products at the best prices. Check it out for yourself, and then you also support us. So please shop and support the good guys. We're not funded by globalist money. And they're trying to shut the economy down so there can be nobody outside their system in the media. So we've got a limited window to beat their beat their program, to kick them in the hind end. So InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to Joe and then Nick and Eric and others. Joe, you're on the air from Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Long-time listener, long-time supporter. There's a few topics I want to talk about. I saw that thing with Rachel Maddow. It really made me sick. But, you know, it really hit me. You know, she was attacking you and Glenn Beck. What's she going to say about Mr. Kucinich now? That's one of her guys, isn't it?
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to that clip yet. He's pointing out that our government's, you know, helping Al-Qaeda attack Syria, which is an admitted fact. I mean, that's been admitted for over a year. And then they just call him a conspiracy theorist. I mean, it's crazy. It's like, hey, I think I like chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla. Conspiracy theorist. That's actually come out in the news. They tell TSA that if you don't like being groped when they go in your pants, they go, sir, don't be a conspiracy theorist. So now, first they said they weren't sticking their hands down our pants. Now they're admittedly doing it. So they then just say, you're a conspiracy theorist because you don't like it. I mean, is that not amazing?
It's amazing, but check this out, too. Here's what's even more amazing. When that bombing went on and all those clips went up on, all over the Internet, I posted them all over Facebook. Within 2 days, every single one of them were taken down. And all the friends that put them up there, they were all gone. They were taken off of Facebook. And I look at people, you know, I encourage people all the time. I say, don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to what anybody has to say. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Rachel Maddow, CNBC, Fox News, Alex Jones, Glenn Beck. Don't listen. Take the information. Think for yourself. And those people out there, they will not think for themselves. They'd rather be, you know, sit there and just drink the Kool-Aid, but anybody that's going to think for themselves will find the truth, and they'll prove who's a liar and who's not.
Wow, very well said. I mean, just look at what happened. You've got a drill, Boston Globe admits it, so we go look at the photos and videos to see, was there a drill? Because they first admitted it, then they said it was a conspiracy, so we went to the photos, there's the military, plain clothes, black backpacks, right around the bomb. Okay, here's their photos, and our Facebook wouldn't let us post those. Our Facebook wouldn't let us link to other people's Twitters and Facebook photos. And so, yes, why didn't they want you to see it? Then we sent a reporter there to hand out the photos. Secret Service, outside their jurisdiction, get around our reporter and tell the media, do not look at this, and threaten him. And then the FBI gets up and says, only look at photos we give you. And the media followed orders and didn't. We have a drill. They were caught red-handed. The guys that supposedly did the bombing, convicted. One dead, one can't talk. In America, we're told just believe that. They are openly on CIA payroll in different programs. I mean, we have them. No wonder we caught them in the false flag, in the act. And you're absolutely right. When you see that censor, and they censored thousands of people every hour. It was the biggest story in the country. But they still didn't stop it from getting out. Everybody's waking up that I know.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Ted Nugent is going to be joining us for a couple segments coming up in the next break. He tried to call in yesterday but couldn't get through. That's always cool to have Ted Nugent call in. So we got Ted Nugent, Uncle Ted, popping in. And I know I was hyperventilating earlier. They're openly teaching the military that all Christians, Catholics, Protestants are evil terrorists and putting them in briefings next to Al-Qaeda. I mean, if that isn't a bad government, I don't know what is. I mean, I'm sick of it. And next they're going to call you conspiracy theorist if you don't like being called a terrorist. So that's all coming up. I mean, this is Twilight Zone, but tyranny is Twilight Zone. And people just can't believe it's happening in every generation. If you do wake up and say no, you get freedom. If you don't wake up, we go into hell. Let's go to Nick and then Eric and then Philip and Ron. We're going to get to all of you. Nick in Alabama, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, sir. I wanted to give you and the crew good props and heads up saying that not only do you guys exactly tell what's going on out there, but you cite your sources. Back when I was in high school, if I tried to write a report and didn't cite my sources, I failed. I watch a lot of different, and I listen to a lot of different types of media. And when it comes down to it, you guys really sort of like tell people where to go. Not just like
yeah, that's right. If I say the FBI's unified crime reports say that violent crime has dropped 49% since 1991 to 2011, the numbers are always 2 years behind. I put it on screen, show us the URL clicking, and then show the numbers broken down on screen. If I tell you they just bought another 200 million bullets, I link to the new purchase order. And when they attack us, notice they never do. That's, I mean, because they think you're stupid. There's the proof right there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I really wish I had the gonads like you did, because if I did, then I'd be out there too trying to basically do maybe in more of a NPR type of wispy voice that would like sort of present the news and da da da.
But they exactly. did get the bullets. Well, I mean, here's the deal.
They did.
I'm a high-energy guy. I can only do this show if I get ramped up. The reason I'm so ramped up is I am actually exhausted. And so if I don't go 110%, then I couldn't do the show. So there's either, you know, there's fifth gear. That's the only gear I've got. Well, I got first gear and fifth gear. I don't have any in-between gears. What about you?
I'm either all the way or none at all. I try to do my best, but and I try not to get too popular. But of course, when you try your best,
Listen. You've got to have big huevos, big gonads, not to fight this 110%. If this comes in, we're all in deep crap. Okay, so when I'm conscripting you right now, I'm drafting you to the Liberty Army. Do a YouTube channel. Don't have to show your face. Put up images while you talk. You can do screen captures, you name it, and start doing a daily or weekly show right now. Commit to this fight now, brother. We need every able-bodied man and woman to engage the enemy 110% now. They're scared right now. See, I have a spirit of victory in me. We all have it. But I'm here to light your fire, brother. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come and set the night on fire. And we're going to set the republic back on fire for liberty. And I want you to light everybody else's fire. That's why I like Ted Nugent. Anything else?
I really feel like we need more leaders like you out there, and I really appreciate the fight you're going at.
Well, God bless you. We do need more leaders. And listen, They're going to spin it when I point out that Obama is funding al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to destabilize, or that they've put al-Qaeda light in control of Egypt, and say, oh, it's an inside job. Oh. They spin that when all I'm saying is our government and NATO continues to fund radical Muslims. That's wrong. Then they spin that to say I'm pro-radical Muslim. Again, all they've got is lies. No, I am against the radical Muslims, and I don't like EU, NATO, the left funding them. Obama is allied with al-Qaeda. Okay, that's what's going on right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Ted Nugent. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's got to be the prettiest guitar in the world. That is better than Beethoven. And I, of course, say that when Ted Nugent isn't even joining us. Let's just listen to that for just a moment. The rock and roll anthem, Black Power. Brought to you by Ted Nugent, America's number one Second Amendment defender, upping the game, radicalizing the patriots. The truth is they're scared of us being radical. They're radical tyrants. They're radical collectivist scumbags. And they want us to sit there and be milquetoast and be friendly. That's all over. You get hardcore or it's over, America. You demand the freedom back. They're now in Army Manual since he was on Fox News. Army Manual saying all Catholics, evangelical Christians are in with al-Qaeda. We can put that on screen. They now have Army colonels coming out in the Army War College saying Christians, and focus on the family, just mainline Christians are extreme. They're saying any gun ownership is extreme. Well, you know what? You don't then cower to that. I mean, next they're going to call, Andy from Mayberry extreme. That's what they hate, because that is diametrically opposed to their socially engineered society. So out comes like a bull in a china shop, like a tiger jumping on a buck-toothed little mindless New World Order gazelle. Here comes Ted Nugent. Here comes Alex Jones out of the gates, and they hate it. And Ted, Uncle Ted of TedNugent.com, on tour right now, he is out of the gates explosively, and we are so honored to have him join us until the bottom of the hour. And there's so much to cover. I got a bunch of questions, Uncle Ted, but first off, you've got the floor. What is front and center, stream of consciousness, with the man who picked up the mantle from Charlton Heston?
Well, thank you for that introduction, Alex, and I bring you greetings and a salute from Working Hard, Playing Hard America. I'm on tour right now. And before we get into the bad and the ugly, because there's unlimited bad and the ugly, I thought I'd just start out by celebrating that there is still a lot of good. I meet with Working Hard, Playing Hard families every day on tour. You know, I don't just show up into town and then play my music and order room service. I hang out with cops and teachers and heroes of the military and, you know, welders and plumbers, just great, great families. You know, the people that live the self-evident truth and that put their heart and soul into being the best they can be. And what we believe in, what we know to be happening in America, is well known, better known now than ever. And there is a positive energy of defiance and of voter retaliation taking place out there, because the corruption and abuse of power in this government is at an all-time evil and criminal.
You're absolutely right. The establishment, the corrupt kleptocrats, are really doubling down, and I think that's because they know they're in trouble. The real spirit of 1776 is rising again. Why do you think that's happening?
Again, you don't have to go far. Let's just go to the correspondence dinner, the media and the celebrity stupid orgy. And I'm sure you watched it, because we have to know how the enemy operates. And I hope that everybody can YouTube or witness the masterful, the absolute Goebbels, Hitler-type deceit from President Barack Hussein Obama. This guy has been so groomed and so nurtured and so trained on his masterful deception, deceit, abuse of power, where he makes jokes as the ultimate deflection, that he looks in the mirror and doesn't see the handsome, tough bigot Muslim socialist that he was a short while ago. And everybody roars with laughter because that is some funny stuff. But he does it to make sure that he blows holes in those types of accusations when the evidence against this man, the evidence against the felon recommending, the felony recommending vice president, the felony the criminal gun-running attorney general, the felony treasonous Hillary Clinton Secretary of State Benghazi. I mean, it really is beyond the pale what they're getting away with and how many clueless Americans are buying this crap. And so we have to examine their tactics, because his tactics, you have to admit, Alex, he is the best that I have ever known in the smoke and mirrors and the deception. But that doesn't take away that here's the same guy that will tell America that because the Republicans won't raise the debt ceiling, because the Republicans, because we the people won't allow the abandonment of accountability when it comes to spending in the government, and he and his family spend $100 million on vacations, but it's the Republicans' fault that there's not enough money for children's medicine. And it goes on, and then he sends the jets, the most expensive jets we have, to our enemies in Egypt that are have already warned us and threatened us that they'll use them against us. I mean, I just hope that Americans who know the scam, the depth of the evil in this scam perpetrated by the corruption in our government and the corrupt officials in our government, I hope we are not sure. Just listening to Alex Jones, that we are talking to our friends and our colleagues and our fellow workers and our family and our people at church and school. We've got to educate Americans to the level of criminality in this government right now.
I agree with you. If you go up to drudgereport.com, he's got a big giant link up there at the top. We'll put it on screen to mainstream news. Boston Herald, $100,000 a year to the two brothers that reportedly were involved in the bombing. And then now they're trying to restrict black powder, which I like to hunt with my 50 caliber black powder gun. My son loves to load it and shoot it. As well, the one I bought at Cabela's about a year ago. And they're now trying to tell me that I've got to register and do background and then keep a certificate to buy black powder for what somebody that they brought in and funded and protected, five agencies, it was one, two, three, four, five agencies knew what was going on and let these guys do it so they can take my freedom and come after my black powder. What do you say to that, Ted Nugent?
I don't know if you've ever done. I don't get to hear your show all the time, Alex, but I talk to a lot of people at these nightly meetings on tour, and these people are real concerned about the corruption and the criminality in our government, so they tell me what a great job you're doing. But let me do something different, because I know the guys in the federal law enforcement agencies. I know the DEA and the ATF and the FBI and the Secret Service. I know the U.S. Marshals. They come to my concerts, and we break bread, and we compare ammo, and we train, and we hunt together.
Sure, they were upset about Fast and Furious. I'm just saying it's clear that... why do you think the federal government funded these guys $100,000? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, it goes into what I'm about to bring up, and that is, hey, my friends in the FBI, where are the warriors? Where are the whistleblowers? How could we investigate? How could the heroes of the FBI, maybe it wasn't the heroes, maybe it wasn't the actual warriors in the FBI, but how do you investigate these guys, check them out, see the list that they're on, see the list that their mother is on, see the jihadist relationship, see the radicalization from the Islamist voodoo punks that these guys were associated with, and then not sound the alarm. What the hell are you guys doing?
Well, I mean, we know it's now Obama's Justice Department. We know good guys blew the whistle on Fast and Furious, but that ended up going nowhere when they were caught red-handed lying, and now they're going to use it to take our basic liberties. I mean, imagine this going on 20 years ago in America. What's your take on them going after black powder?
Well, again, that's smoke and mirrors. It's just like the squalor that President Obama and all his anti-freedom America haters that rallied behind him in the press conference that claimed that you and I don't care about innocent children being slaughtered because we didn't support his big lie, the absolute scam of background check nonsense, which was actually counterproductive to reducing crime and reduce mass murder. Same with the black powder. It's all smoke and mirrors. When you've got a vice president that recommends publicly on television to commit felonies with a double-barreled shotgun to violate all proven tactics for self-defense by blasting your double-barreled shotgun through the door if you think somebody's attacking him, even though it might be your friend, your neighbor, or your child.
Unbelievable.
And then you've got the ATF recommending that somehow black powder muzzleloader hunters might be behind the slaughter of innocents. I mean, Alex, this wouldn't make a believable Saturday Night Live skit.
It wouldn't. That was my next question. What did you make of them foaming at the mouth, trying to find a right-wing patsy or libertarian patsy, and the media even said, we've made an arrest on that Wednesday. It looks like it's going to be a right-winger. Then they said, no, we haven't made an arrest. They were really trying to blame the Tea Party for this bombing.
Well, they've done it so many times in the past because what the Tea Party represents and what you and I represent and what the awakened American represents is an intelligence to the scam. The big scam is being led by the groomed America hater commander in chief. I'm gonna hit you with something even more ugly and just heartbreaking and anti-American than anything else. I bet you've covered this, Alex. We have an epidemic, an unprecedented increase in heroes of the U.S. military committing suicide, and I'm going to tell you why, and I'm sure the leftist blogs are going to attack me, misquote me, but I'll tell you why more and more warrior heroes of the military are killing themselves, because they are in absolute frustration and heartbreak that their boss, their commander-in-chief, violates the Constitution that he has made an oath to, while their hero warrior blood brothers are being blown to smithereens and blown up while executing their oath to the same Constitution that the president, the vice president, and the attorney general violate. There is a heartbreak.
Incredible. Stay there, Ted Nugent. I need to come back and recap that. Ted Nugent of TedNugent.com is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, final segment with Ted Nugent. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, if you just joined us. Ted, I want you to recap what you said because the break cut you off, and that's powerful info. You travel the country. I don't think there's probably anybody out there that talks to more troops when they're off duty than you. I think that's fair to say. So I've been to one of your concerts. Probably a third of the people there are active duty. You're in Naples, Florida right now. Why are they committing suicide at sevenfold the previous record of Vietnam?
Nobody can say conclusively, but you're right, Alex. If I'm a blessed man, it's not just because of my family and my incredible team, my band and my crew and all the positive, unbelievable people that I get to hang out with. But the ultimate blessing is the nonstop time I spend with the greatest human beings in the world, which are clear the U.S. military and their families who, you know, volunteer to give their lives for freedom. And we share a lot of campfires. You know, there's a real openness, a real uninhibitedness around an Uncle Ted campfire. And they talk, you know, personal details and intimate details. I was with them in Kandahar and Fallujah and Kosovo and Tikrit and Taji and unnamed mountain passes in Afghanistan where we escorted flag-draped coffins home. And the sensation I get in my mind conclusively is that these guys take that oath to the Constitution to heart as seriously as anything mankind is capable of. And when they see the abuse of power and the corruption and the sheer criminality and the violation of their oath to the Constitution by their commander-in-chief, these guys just can't understand that they're giving their lives. They're watching their brothers get blown to smithereens, Alex, coming home in flag-draped coffins, and then they see the commander-in-chief, who is their boss, violating the oath that they're dying for. The frustration level is evil. It's palpable. It's like a disease and their frustration. So my goal is to challenge everybody listening to us right now on the Alex Jones Radio Show. Get involved with a military charity. Reach out. Go to a VA home. Sit down and tell these guys that, yes, the leaders of our nation are corrupt, but we the people dearly appreciate and thank them. And we're going to use
exactly. America may have been captured at the federal level by globalists, but the real America is still here and alive. And, you know, turn their energy against fighting corruption once they get out of the military. Don't turn it against themselves. But I know it's got to be confusing. Obama is a hijacker of this country. We were talking during the break about how they're funding radical Muslims, funding Al-Qaeda, and I believe letting them attack to then take our liberties. They now say the Tea Party is the main focus, not Al-Qaeda. And you agreed with me. Uncle Ted, what do you think's happening with the funding of terrorists?
Again, when we look the other way, I mean, all we have to do is go back and really examine 9/11, when all the different federal agencies were warned about guys learning to fly planes but not land them, and the guys are in cells, and guys are being caught, and guys are stopped at customs and then waved through, and guys are on terrorist lists, and then they're monitored, but then they're lost in the shuffle. And the agencies weren't even allowed to communicate because of the wall, the Bill Clinton law, that forbid various federal agents to even share information. I mean, Alex, you just got to be kidding me. And the point is, here in 2013, that kind of anti-Americanism, that kind of manipulation still goes on with the welfare scams and the grants that go to these organizations that try to tell us that the Islam suicide bombers are a religion of peace. I mean, it just is all so offensive, intellectually bankrupt, and ultimately treasonous. I use the word treasonous because it's accurate.
It is. In closing, a minute and a half left. Now they have to admit 2 billion plus bullets, billion delivered, billion more coming, roughly 12 times any previous record in a year. Now Congress is investigating. They're hopping mad. What do you think the billions of bullets and all this domestic training to go up against, well, you know, against Tea Partiers is for?
Well, I saw Janet Politano with her scam of an excuse-making, groomed and scripted response, and I don't believe the word is manipulating conditions to do what he can to start a civil war. I believe that he's brainwashing various agencies. But let me leave you on this note, this positive note. I'm about to go to the annual NRA convention in Houston. I hope everybody joins us in Houston for the National Rifle Association family event, because we've turned up the heat. We are using our proper We the People suspicions to demand answers. And, Alex, I got to tell you, with the NRA and more people joining, Gun Owners of America, the Jews for Firearms Preservation, the Second Amendment Foundation, all the different states' gun rights organizations, I believe that we're going to smoke these rats out. And I think we're going to get to the bottom of it, because great men like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and some of the others out there that are demanding answers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ted Nugent, we're on the march. The empire's on the run. We'll talk to you very, very soon, sir. I'll say bye to you during the break. There goes Ted Nugent. All right, your phone calls, special reports, and a ton of news coming up.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, Ted Nugent has the hotline number. He wanted the hotline number. He's going to start just calling in whenever he's angry about something. So I love that. It's like the randomness of Ted Nugent, you know, calling into the show. What happened is he tried to get in yesterday at the end of the second hour and I guess couldn't get through. So he's got the hotline number now. Yeah, he called in a month or so ago on the Sunday show when he was at his ranch outside Austin, listening to us on 590 AM. And, you know, Ted Nugent's getting more and more hardcore, a spirit of victory. It's infecting libertarians and conservatives. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that's the spirit we need. That is the spirit we need, is a spirit of positive victory, but also outright nastiness, because the globalists are nasty in what they're doing. We need to get nasty in their faces and not care what they say about us, not care, because we know we're in the right. And I'm nice to my friends and family. I'm a very sweet person. But these globalists are funding Al-Qaeda to murder Christians en masse right now in Syria. They're funding radical Muslims to attack this country. And, you know, off air, Nugent was like, oh yeah, there's no doubt they're using it to take our liberties. You know, on air, he basically went there, but not all the way. The point is, anybody who's got a brain knows what's going on here. And the media will spin it going, Alex Jones says there's no radical Muslims, and Bush had the plunger on 9/11. That's not what I said. I said they're funding them and letting them attack us to take our liberties, and in some cases, totally staging it. Criminal networks that want to be able to take the basic liberties of this republic, and I personally have had enough of it. That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm saying. Now, that said, I'm going to go to David Knight for about 10 minutes, and I promise your calls to the bottom of the next hour when the editor of American Free Press joins us. And that, of course, is Mark Anderson. He's taken the mantle from Jim Tucker, who does have real Bilderberg sources. I mean, I've had a camera crew with him in Istanbul covering it when he literally had to duck into shops. And even though he had really bad hips, he suddenly started jogging to hide in another shop until his source met him. And it's a big deal having him die. And Anderson did get the two sources. pretty amazing stuff. And we believe we know where it is this year in England. I wasn't going to go to England. I was going to send some of the crew, and I've got to make that decision now. I've got to make that the next day or so. But I think I really need to go to Bilderberg this year. You know, I love to travel. I have a wanderlust, but at the same time, I don't travel a lot. I'm traveling right now, obviously, because I can just get more done at the office. I can just, you know, have five TVs on and computers everywhere and just kind of get in that zone. And then handle all the other stuff that goes on at the office, like we need to put light bulbs back in and carry the trash out, and, you know, take care of the house and the dogs and visit my grandmother and all the other stuff and take the kids to, you know, sports practice. But I am extremely, extremely tempted to go to Bilderberg this year. We're going to have Watson, obviously, covering it with his brother Steve. And I'm not sure. I don't want to give away who I'm going to send right now. But I'm definitely sending crew, obviously. Okay, that said, ladies and gentlemen, that's coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Please support the broadcast. I mean, we're in the eye of the storm. We're being attacked by Rachel Maddow, by CNN, by the New York Times, by Nightline, by Rolling Stone, just by everything, and by National Review. And they don't have National Review come after a libertarian or conservative unless they think you're really dangerous. And you know what? I am dangerous to tyranny. I mean, look, I have an organic right as a free human and to not be a slave. And the globalist mafia are stealing $85 billion a month, gutting my children's future. You're coming after my guns. You're coming after my private property. You're coming after the family. I mean, they're saying in high schools and junior highs now, they're going to have men can decide to be in the women's bathroom if they want. You're like, well, big deal. That's their gender. It's all about these fake rights that don't exist versus my basic liberty being taken. And it's not that I'm against people that think they're a woman or a man or whatever. I don't even care. I mean, give me a break. It's not even in my radar screen. I could care less. I care about people. But other, you know, there's articles up now where colleges are going to let you choose. I mean, I dealt at Access TV with a famous Austin transvestite who died a few years ago. They're talking about building a statue to. Going in the bathroom, men and women, and vomiting all over the walls when they would do whatever they were doing in there. I mean, I'm talking about several transvestites cramming their way into the men's bathroom, the women's bathroom. You'd go in there to comb your hair before you went on air. There they were, and they finally got thrown out of there because of it and said it was discrimination because they were transvestites. No, it was because whatever they were injecting in there made them throw up all over the walls. I mean, imagine every week throw up all over the walls. Okay, that is, I mean, and then I had an office by this guy. The bad luck is I had an office where we would look down. Turned out he lived around the block, and I would have to watch him every day in the cheerleader outfit through my office window on the air, doing deals and stuff in cars, and stumbling around everywhere. And then I'm not a trendy because I don't bow down. I have to go in the store. There's a grocery store next door. I'd go over there and buy, you know, buy dinner or whatever. It's at a sandwich rack. you know, a cold cut sandwich shop, you know, with crap dripping down his legs, stinking. And I'm supposed to just go, oh, you're a trendy with rotten teeth hanging out of your head and a weird bald head. You're in a dress. Here, let me bow. Here. Please. More diarrhea running down your leg. See, here's the problem with this show. I look over at one article about what they're making people do, and then it just opens up a whole can of worms. California bill allows students to pick bathrooms based on gender identity. You know, the military is now trying to make men and women be in the same bathroom. That isn't breaking down gender barriers. That's breaking down humanity. It takes a lot as a man, you know, when you're in the Civil Air Patrol or something, quasi-military, to sit there in a barracks next to guys. You know, when you all get off the planes, everybody runs in, and you got three guys sitting right next to you going to the bathroom. Or men I've read about in foxholes, while people are shooting at you for 2 days, you can't get out of the foxhole, in the Battle of Fallujah, while a guy's crapping in a plastic bag. I heard a Marine tell this story, 6 inches from your face. And that's where they want to conscript our girls now. They want to bring the draft back and make them go, war is dehumanizing. And civilized cultures don't put their women in that. It's not like it's some great place you get to go. And I don't want my daughters growing up in a country where some transvestite comes walking into the thing, hopped out of their brain on drugs, vomiting and crapping all over the place. Okay, there you go. I'm sorry I said all that. I'm so sick of it. I am so sick of the anti-human, ugly garbage being forced on everybody, and I'm sick of it. It has nothing to do with disliking people for what they're into. What they do is they take the worst examples of heterosexuals, homosexuals, it doesn't matter, and then they put that out there to show us an ugly version of humanity instead of a beautiful version of reality to teach us that ugliness is good. Okay? And I'm tired of it. You know what's going to save us is beauty and honor and purity and strength. That's what leads civilizations out of the dark age. And we're entering a new dark age by a bunch of criminals that want us so jacked up and so screwed up and so confused and so dumbed down by this culture that we don't know evil when we see it happening. We are under a curse. Richard's sitting over there listening. Is this good radio, Richard? I'm just telling it like it is. I'm sorry. I got the crew. Some of the older crew has been there longer. They saw what I was talking about. We had to sit there every day and deal with it. And let me tell you, I get really sick of it sometimes. It's just, come on, man. This is all about people. I'm just so sick of it. And Ron Paul says police manhunt for suspects scarier than attack. That's in the Washington Times. We posted his article yesterday at InfoWars.com. Ron Paul, Liberty was attacked in Boston as well, and it certainly was. Now, that said, we are under unmitigated total attack. The family's under attack. Christians are under attack. And now more than ever, I want to hire more reporters. I want to hire more camera people, more video editors. We could do so much more if we have the funds. And InfoWars has to be strong. Because I'll say this. You know, my dad's mother and dad had some money. He still put himself through dental school without any of their help. I think once when our only car broke down, they got us a new car, refused to not, you know, sit back and not give us help. I didn't get any help starting InfoWars.com, even though my dad had some money. I, ladies and gentlemen, built this operation with your help. And now, over the years, I've got a little bit of family money and things I've gotten. I've put it into the operation. The truth is, I've run InfoWars.com some years at a deficit and put my own money into it. But the issue is, why didn't my parents help me out more? Because they knew if they helped me out, it would make me dependent and I would never flourish. I was watching Gerald Celente host the third hour yesterday. I just sat back and watched it. He was talking about the New York Times bragging. And they do that on purpose to condition you and break your will to accept all this. There they were bragging about all these people that would give $100,000 or $75,000 to the governor in a bribe, but it's a legal bribe. They made it legal. And then how their son or daughter would get a $75,000 or $100,000 a year job, which over the time would be millions. I mean, they just flaunt this stuff in our face. But see, my parents didn't want me to be like that. So I built InfoWars 100% on my own. 100% on my own with your support. And that's what they're scared of. And again, my parents did that so that I would sink or swim, so that I would be somebody. They didn't want me to be a nepotist. And that's what the society's turned into. Now, we're going to go to David Knight here, but I just want to, we'll have him to the end of the hour, then I promise, next hour, 30 minutes of your calls for Eric and Phil and Ron and Dr. Davis in Florida and George. We're going to get to all of you as soon as we start the next hour. The rest of this segment, the next, I'm going to have David Knight up here with us with some news updates and some more on the attack on Christians. But just listen. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the books, buy the videos. Go to our seed center that has like seven different of the best company, non-GMO, non-hybrid, heirloom, open-pollinated. Plant gardens. Get involved. Become a human again. Get back into the soil. Buy the high-quality ProPure water filters with promo code WATER, 10% off. Get the new magazine that I believe goes up today. I know they said it was coming in last night. This will sell out quick. Three InfoWars bumper stickers inside of it. That's a powerful weapon if they're deployed correctly. So InfoWarsStore.com, get the new May issue of the magazine. Dealing with the Boston bombing. Has the CIA crossing the finish line? In fact, guys, will you go find out if that did get delivered last night and if it is up on the store now, the new InfoWars magazine. Now, that said, David Knight, I'm going to turn this segment and the next over to you. I'll bring you in and out of the breaks, but you're hearing me break all this down. They're selling us cultural death so that we just get used to squalor and corruption and death and tyranny and evil and injustice so that we have no compass so they can overrun us. David Knight.
Absolutely, Alex. And what they're doing is they're also, as you mentioned, they're attacking the family. And no better example of this is the memos that we saw from Jack Rich, Lieutenant Colonel, I should say. And now we've got some information from Mr. Michael Weinstein. He is a founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. And, they're portraying the American Family Association, the Family Research Council, Focus on the Family. They're portraying them as hate groups. And we've seen the Family Research Council actually physically attacked with a guy who wanted to shoot it up. And he was a follower of the script from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And yet those organizations have never engaged in the kind of hate speech that we see coming out of the Southern Poverty Law Center people. Listen to what this guy said. And to understand who this guy is, now the other guy was a lieutenant colonel. This guy is a consultant to the Pentagon to develop new policies on religious tolerance. And of course, one of those policies is court-martialing military chaplains who share the gospel during spiritual counseling in the military. So listen to what he says about James Dobson. He says that he illustrates the extremist militant nature of these virulently homophobic organizations and their rhetorically charged propaganda.
I'm going to call you guys. Okay,
let's call these ignoble actions what they are, the senseless and cowardly squallings of human monsters. And then he says we need to support and applaud Lieutenant Colonel Frank Rich, Jack Rich, who attacked the American Family Association and Family Research Council. He says, we should vigorously support the continuing efforts to expose pathologically anti-gay, Islamophobic, and rabidly intolerant agitators for what they are. Die-hard enemies of the U.S. Constitution, monsters one and all, to do anything less would be to roll out a red carpet to those who would usher in a blood-drenched, draconian era of persecutions, nationalistic militarism, and superstitious theocracy. So that's what he's calling for. And one last thing I'm going to say. What he does is he goes further in his remarks to link sexual assault in the military to proselytizing in the military, to sharing the gospel with someone. He calls that spiritual rape. So I've never seen such over-the-top rhetoric, and yet this is a guy who is a consultant to the military. But the way Christians need to react to this, I think, is not to get caught up in this culture war of us versus them and piling on. Now that it looked like initially that Christians and constitutionalists are going to be in the crosshairs of those who are going to be blamed for the Boston bombing, and now that they're blaming Islamicists on this, we need to not just pile on and say, yeah, kill all the Muslims, because what's happening with this is we're seeing really kind of a narrative set up on this. And these brothers may have, in fact, done it. They may have been patsies. They may have had a part in it. But they are not the lone bombers. And there was not a lone radicalizer. What we've seen coming out in the last several days, it's clear to everyone, including a pretty funny clip from George W. Bush that came out. And he actually talked about, I think this might have been a conspiracy. And he stopped right in the middle of that word, conspiracy. And they were asking him to compare it to the 9/11 bombings. And so he said this might be another conspiracy is what he was starting to say, and he backed off on that. But the bottom line is that they're trying to, everybody knows that these guys were not acting alone. And so what's the bigger story here? And they're trying to pin this on a guy, some mysterious Misha. And so the press is saying that they found Misha. But the guy that they're fingering is actually a guy who lives in Rhode Island in a small house with his elderly parents. He doesn't have a lot of money to give these brothers new sports cars like they were reportedly driving around in. And in terms of him being a radical Islamic recruiter, his father escaped Armenia as an Armenian Christian who was under, he escaped Azerbaijan under Islamic persecution as an Armenian Christian. So they're kind of running into a dead end with that. But they also need to explain this pretty lavish lifestyle, this secular lifestyle these supposedly radical Islamic terrorists were leading. So they're coming out with a story that's everywhere today. All over the news.
You absolutely. See the fact that they got $100,000. And remember, it was Misha. Absolutely. And going out to break here, it was Misha that supposedly said he loved InfoWars. Well, now Misha has been interviewed by two different papers. He said he barely, one said didn't even know him or barely knew him, didn't give him any funding. This is all just complete bull. He didn't say any of that. Why would they try to write InfoWars.com into the narrative? Because I'm the one saying intelligence agency sent the older brother to Georgia under a CIA program, and no one has challenged that, what came out in the Russian press.
Absolutely.
This is smoking gun info. They're funding and radicalizing and setting up patsies to take our liberties. That's the motive. Okay, folks, Alex Jones here, back live. Your call is coming up immediately at the start of the next hour. But if you look at all these articles that are out, The immigration bill gives immediate access to welfare for the illegals and no prosecution for fake IDs. Now, I have friends that have been arrested for an expired driver's license. I know people in Austin arrested for not having their seatbelt on. That's been national news. But if you're an illegal alien, you can literally drink and drive. It's on record. You can do anything you want. If the cops do arrest you, you're let go on a $10 fine. The illegals get to come here and have their babies for free. And again, I'm not even against these people. If I was in their country, I'd do it too. The globalists are doing it to bankrupt the nation while throwing the book at citizens. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, or purple, or green. This is discriminatory. Government picks winners and losers, and it's terrible. But then they use all this anger to go, look at these terrorists. They did it when they killed one. We're going to play the clip coming up in the next hour. We do have that clip now, correct? You know, saying while they're being shot at, we didn't do it, we didn't do it. Look, if the CIA funded them, just admit it and then say they were double agents or something, or say, okay, we had a drill. But they don't want to look at any of that. And, you know, the big issue is here, they're then using all the anger over welfare to point at this and to make a big issue out of it over and over and over again, like, oh, look, they got their money from welfare when they were getting more money than they could have gotten from welfare. Just like the supposed Aurora shooter got $37,000 a year in a DARPA funding. Now, the truth is these guys were being handled. Now, there is one chance in 100 they could have been real double agents who double-crossed and bombed, but they don't fit that profile. So, bottom line, government is the author of this again to take our freedoms. David Knight, putting bookends on that.
Yeah, it's there's articles all over the web about how they got $100,000, and people are assuming that's over just 1 year. There's only one or two sources that I've seen. One of them is WCVB in Boston, television station there. They reported that that's been since 2002. In other words, that's something over a decade. So, first of all, divide that number down by 10. So, that's about $10,000. That's also for the family. That's not just for these boys. That would be the parents that were there. But what they're ignoring is J.P. Morgan got $560 million in processing welfare payments. And before I get to that, though, let me just say that one of the reasons I believe that they're doing this, publicizing this $100,000 figure, is because they have to explain all the fancy cars and the secular lifestyle that these supposedly radical Muslims were living, these Muslim terrorists that they're portraying them as. And they don't have a source that can explain that. So So they're trying now to take the cumulative welfare recipient receipts for a period of 10 years and imply that they got all that money at once, because this guy that they fingered as the mysterious Misha is absolutely a dead end. I mean, even the fact that the people that supposedly fingered him are now both dead. But again, he's somebody who doesn't have any money. Even if he was a radicalizer, even if he rejects his Armenian Christian father's faith, he came here to escape persecution for being a Christian, and supposedly his son is now a radical Islamic, radicalizer. But even if you buy that, the guy doesn't have the money, so they're trying to do that. But we reported on the story about J.P. Morgan getting $560 million, and they're making money off of every food stamps transaction. And this is something that they're plugging. The Department of Agriculture is actually sending Spanish flyers to Mexico.
Oh, no. 15 years ago, I saw articles where California State was putting ads in Spanish-speaking papers in Mexico saying, come here, have your baby for free, and then you all get on welfare. They want to bankrupt the country. And then citizens literally do not get any of these services. So this is the goal. This is the plan. David Knight, thank you so much. You'll pop in again at the very end of the show today with a news update. We've got Mr. Anderson of American Free Press now taking over the mantle for Jim Tucker, one of the last guys to talk to Jim Tucker.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls for the next 30 minutes. I appreciate everybody holding patiently. Eric and Mash, then Philip, Ron, Dr. Davis, George, and others. We're going to get to all of you right now. Thank you for holding, for Ted and others that were on. Ted Nugent. Eric and Mash, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Two-year listener, first-time caller. I just want to say thank you, and I love you for waking me up.
Well, we love you guys out there as well for fighting for liberty, man. This is pretty scary stuff, and it's good to meet so many like-minded people. I've been mobbed here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, with listeners.
Yeah. First thing I want to get into is, did you see the CNN headline yesterday where Syria came out and said that the West is manipulating the evidence of weapons of mass destruction just like they did in Iraq? I mean, this
yes,
is...
Yes, and then it was called a conspiracy theory they have a conspiracy theory that we lied about Iraq when everybody knows they did. Well, now that's a conspiracy theory. And then Assad also said, you're using Al-Qaeda against us, which is illegal, which is on record. And they called that a conspiracy theory. So I'm looking outside. It's a sunny day. In fact, I'm going to aim the camera out there so everybody can see it. It's a sunny day out there. But no, that's a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. That is a conspiracy theory that any of this is going on. What do you make of that?
Oh, I completely agree. This whole Boston Marathon bombing is Obama's 9/11. It followed the same thing over and over again. First it was the bombing, then it was the ricin. Now it's weapons of mass destruction. It's the same thing over and over again. I mean, and people don't understand it. No matter how many times I say it, people don't get it. I live about maybe 40 minutes from Boston. I was actually in Boston that day that the bombing happened. And one thing I forgot to mention is I was going to call in a couple weeks ago, and my father was actually driving up to Boston the day on Friday one day, a couple weeks ago, before the bombing, and he saw Homeland Security tanks being brought in there. That was about 2 weeks before the bombing. So, I mean, people out there can do the math for themselves.
Well, again, that's the kind of thing reporters look at, and we've gotten a lot of calls about that. We're told, hey, there was a drill. Turns out it's in the paper. Then they say, no, there wasn't. Don't look at these photos. Troops everywhere, 400 troops, thousands of police. And, yes, we've gotten the intel. You should have your father contact us. He should go on record and say what he saw. But, yeah, how could they have what looked like 100 armored vehicles and all that at once if they didn't pre-deploy it? And that's the thing about these staged events is that, you know, they put out a nice story. Hey, it's the foreigners. America, you're sick of foreigners running all over you. Isn't it fun? They did it, but we killed them. USA, USA. And it's all a fraud. It's all a hoax.
And another thing I wanted to bring up, I didn't hear you cover this, but if you go on the Social Security Death Index record, it shows that Adam Laird, the guy who supposedly shot up that school in Sandy Hook, was actually killed a day before the shooting ever happened in New Hampshire. And I found that on three different websites, so I've had people tell me, oh, it was probably a glitch with the site. But I found three different websites where it all says the same thing.
Well, the last thing they want you to do is investigate. You're supposed to sit there and believe what known liars tell you. Here's what I need to say to you. Your dad needs to go on record with how many armored vehicles he saw beforehand and what happened. That's why anytime, folks, you see something happening, you see something, say something about these occupiers, these globalists that have occupied us. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. And yeah, the whole Adam Lanza thing stinks to high heaven. Do I know exactly what happened? No. But if the globalists would say that 500,000 dead Iraqi kids was a good price to pay, then your life's worth nothing as well. The globalists are known, certified, lying, murdering killers. And you believe what they say at your own peril. More calls coming up.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, and I'm coming to you from Hot Springs, Arkansas. David Knight is there in the Infowars.com Austin studios. By the way, I didn't even say I was in Hot Springs on Sunday, and I went down into the ballroom of the famous hotel I'm at, old hotel, there's a couple of them here in town, and I ran into multiple groups of listeners, one fellow with his wife, a couple other guys that were here, who just literally came into town to find me. And I'm not bragging, hey, I'm a celebrity. I'm saying no wonder the globalists are attacking us, because as I walk down the street here in Arkansas, every other head turns and looks at me. People come over and say, hey, Alex, don't want to bug you, but have you seen this in town? Have you done that? I mean, Arkansas is awake, and this is the hometown of Bill Clinton. Hot Springs, Arkansas. Man, I love this town. I've been coming here since I was like 2 years old. My parents love this town. And I haven't been here in 15 years until about a year ago. I brought my kids here, and they love it. So we were here last year. We're here this year. If I was going to move somewhere, I got to be honest, it'd be like Northern California, or it'd be somewhere like Hot Springs, Arkansas, or it'd be like the coast of Florida or something, just because it's so pretty. But if my allergies continue to get as bad as they've been in Austin, Austin's a great town, but it's the capital of the country of allergies. There's so many different flora coming together. I may actually set up an office somewhere else during the allergy season. It might be Hot Springs, Arkansas, ladies and gentlemen. I'm serious. I'm not playing around. I might set up a satellite office, and it's either going to be that or like Tampa or or maybe the east coast of Florida, not the west coast. I don't know. I guess they got bad allergies here, though. They say you get them after you've been here. Well, okay, I'm digressing. I'm going right to your phone calls, and then we're going to get to Boston bombers during shootout. We didn't do it. Paul Joseph Watson, audio feed, suspicious brothers may have been set up. Oh, really? Think so? And so this is just some of the info we're going to be getting to here in just a moment. But let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Philip in Texas. Thanks for holding, Philip, and then Ron and others. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Name's Phil. Huge fan, especially of your body of work and your sense of humor. But I have some bad news for you guys. Obama came out with a press release that apparently they think it's very unlikely that Al-Qaeda is going to use chemical weapons in Syria, so.
That is great news. Yeah. I mean, what do you mean it's bad news? That's great news. That means nobody's buying into it because he had Hegel. Of course, Obama always plays the part. I mean, I haven't seen this yet, but I believe you. I'll check it. In fact, guys, pull that up for me. I can't really talk anti at the same time, but at least not very good. What? Well, he'll have his surrogates like Hegel come out and say, it's clear they've got WMDs, they've got them, we've got to act right now as SecDef. And then Obama will be like, hold on a minute now, I don't know about that. We don't know if Al-Qaeda is going to get chemical weapons. So there's a lot of stuff going back and forth, but they've always wanted to say that they're going to use chemical weapons and go in and go after them. But you're saying bad news for you guys. That is super good news. Turning Syria over to Al-Qaeda to destroy those ancient communities there and those archaeological sites is a war crime. I mean, when I read yesterday and saw the news piece about a woman who the hospital was giving the baby antibiotics for the flu and the baby was getting sicker and making mistakes, she said, I'm going to go to another hospital. So they sent a group of police to physically attack them and take the kid. That hits me in my gut. I have a release in my stomach. Like when I get a call and hear one of my kids has fallen and gotten hurt or something, you know, that same adrenaline rush. I get that when I see this stuff. It's why I get angry. So what do you mean it's bad news for us that they're not now trying to – I mean, that's great news.
I guess I'm kind of being ironic. They're saying that Assad was the one that was implementing chemical weapons prior, but a lot of people are saying it was the rebels. But now they're saying they think it's very unlikely that Al-Qaeda would ever use chemical weapons in Syria. I just thought that that was ridiculous. But I also would like for you to kind of speak to, as far as, Rachel Maddow and just basically putting out complete lies about you and, the right-wing extremists or whatever. They can't just lie on air, right? Aren't there laws against, like, yellow journalism? And just kind of seeing if you're considering, like, civil suits or anything like that regarding that.
No, because I'm a public figure, and I'm not big on lawsuits. I only file suit if somebody says I'm a drug dealer with no proof, or if somebody goes after my family. It's not fun to sue people, because then I've really got to make sure I win, and I've got to perfect the suit, and it's serious business. It costs a lot of money. Listen, Rachel Maddow can come out and say I'm an axe murderer for all I care. That just sends more people to me. I'm not an axe murderer. People can say I'm a liar. I know I'm doing my best to be accurate, and I'm pretty accurate, super accurate compared to these people. They're a bunch of hoaxers, and they'll say Alex Jones says nobody died at Sandy Hook. I've never said that. I've said that there's clear evidence that there's government involvement. Same thing with Boston. They're like, Alex Jones says none of it happened. When I say it's a hoax, this government has a history of doing this. Their fingerprints are all over it. They stand to gain from these type of events. They sit up there and script and cry like they care. That's the issue. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I mean, look at this article out of NBC DFW in Dallas. Airline airport employees caught abusing security badges, letting friends and family go through without IDs. I was at Austin Bergstrom, and the mainstream media totally ignored, the national news stories they did, ignored why it happened. Drugs linked to our story, so it actually got out what happened, to their chagrin. But I mean, I'm watching young people, old people, you name it, go through 25-year-olds, you name it. Well, now they say under 12, you know, over 74, you don't have to take your shoes off. And I'm like, hey, everybody's not taking their shoes off. What about me? And they jumped on me and threatened to arrest me. And then I did threaten to sue them then because I was so angry. But then I just, you know, whatever. It was such a big victory with the Piers Morgan thing. I just kind of dropped the whole deal. But, I mean, it's all selective. 3 years ago, we were going to have a national opt-out day for a whole week it turned into. They just turned the scanners off for a week because they weren't going to let us show that we could shut them down like black people joined by whites and others saying no at the lunch counters. We're going to shut your lunch counters down if you won't serve black people. I mean, can you imagine saying, you know, you can't come into this restaurant? And then people can argue, well, that's private property. And I get not renting your garage apartment to a devil worshiper. I mean, you should be able to, you know, say politically who you want to rent to. But to have an open restaurant and say no, that's wrong. And people then had a right to go in politically and shut that down. So, again, there's a balance in all of this. But it is security theater. But more than security theater, it's security training to train us to basically be slaves. Let's talk to Ron in Florida. Ron, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Listen, I think it's time for change in tactics because they're amping it up in light speed. And when I say that, I'm talking about citizens' grand juries. I don't know how familiar, I think you are familiar with James Manning's one in Colombia, but every citizen in every state should start one. They have the force.
Well, I want to say this. Citizen grand juries under common law are real if they address real crimes and then produce an investigational findings that are given to the real grand jury, the official grand jury, and then if it doesn't do its job, then there are remedies there. The problem is there are a lot of groups that take it completely serious and say it's an official verdict. But no, that's our founders had a grand jury, you know, basically when they did the Declaration of Independence. But we need the states to also do that as well. But I think it is time to publicly try these globalists and then produce the findings, put them on YouTube, and then that investigational informational will help bring down the globalists.
All right.
They're basically committees of correspondence that were little underground newspapers exposing the pro-king, pro-tyranny publications of the 1760s and 70s.
Alex?
Yeah.
One thing that was shocking to me, besides seeing Christians listed, was the absence of Shia Muslims.
Well, the New World Order is going to team up with Islam. It's radicalizing it, and I've got to say, in the clash of civilizations, they really do plan to use Islam because it's 1.2 billion people. They plan to take it over, radicalize it, and yes, set up a world government with it. More and more, that is the game plan. And that's why Obama is a Muslim, has been a Muslim, admittedly, in his own. That's why he makes jokes about it. He's a socialist Muslim. And what they're going to do is they're going to put other Muslims to the sword that don't, you know, join Al-Qaeda. Our president is the world leader of Al-Qaeda. It is true. The media makes jokes about that because they know it's true. It's over the top. It's hiding in plain view.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
You fool me with your kisses.
You promised me free welfare. Promise to shut down Guantanamo.
You look like an angel.
All right, I'm going to stop butchering Elvis here. Let's go back to your calls. And then we've got Mark Anderson of American Free Press to talk about Jim Tucker and Bilderberg 2013 coming up. And before we go to him, I'll get to the audio and video. It's in a newscast up on Infowars.com. Boston bombers during a shootout. We didn't do it. Chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out. We didn't do it, we didn't do it, we didn't do it. Hey, officer. And then later he comes out of the boat. He's not bleeding out of the neck. Special surgery. No more talkie. And then they announce he admits he did it. That sounds like a free country. They ever got me in the hospital? Alex says he did it. Alex, he admitted to us. That's not what you do in a free country. You're like, I don't deserve a free trial. If they take their free trial, you lose yours. You lose yours. Don't worry, you will. It's what you want. Dr. Davis, you're needed on level 7, please. You're on the air from Florida, sir.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good, good. Listen, the reason I'm calling is that you obviously have spent a tremendous amount of energy studying history, and I was curious, has there ever been a tyranny of psychopaths like we have today that dynastically go back hundreds of years, if not some people complain, you know, thousands of years? They're like Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, these people have no conscience. Have they ever been intimidated into stepping down in a peaceful way? Or has it always had, like our founders, you know, after spending so much time and energy trying to speak to the king and trying to get him to back away from his policies, ultimately it came to the sword? I'm just wondering, is this the first time in history that we're attempting to try and take down an amazing tyranny? I mean, you know, the brilliance with which they've affected this is undeniable, and the completeness of how they've attacked us, food, air, water, education, health. I mean, you know, every single aspect of our lives has been taken over by these people. And in order to change this, I understand that you don't advocate violence. I'm not asking you to make that statement. I'm just saying
that was a really good caller. And did he drop off or did I drop off, guys? Okay, well, I lost my audio feed from the caller for a moment. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just saying that because of the completeness of this tyranny, which has affected every aspect of our lives, will this be the first time, if we're successful at turning back this tyranny in the way that we're trying to, through an info war, will this be the first time that psychopaths have ever been turned away without the use of violence?
That's a great question, and here's the answer. The Pentagon, in its own research papers, in its own reports, says that 90% of war is InfoWar. So understand, they use lies and twisting and dumbing down. We use truth and energizing and empowering and telling you you're good and telling you you have a future, because you do if you believe it. Resistance is victory. So 90% of war in modern warfare, the last 60 years, that's the number. Some argue it's like 99%. In the past, it was 50-50. Most statisticians and military historians have said. So right now, we're in a war. This is war. They're trying to kill my credibility with lies. I'm trying to kill their credibility with truth. You're a soldier in this fight. If you know history, the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, starting about 500 years ago, started very, very small and little bitty victories, and little people learning to just disdain the establishment, disdain the corrupt, and not just follow orders blindly. But it was also people in the establishment who weren't psychopaths and weren't sociopaths in their own families who got in love with beauty and got in love with empowerment. And you see, because there's always the good, the bad, and the ugly in society, and the bad aren't the only actors. So yes, there are technocracies, but a lot of times it's good people in the technocracy that say no, that hold it up. That's why the New World Order is more like 20 years behind. Most of their statisticians say 10. Most of their tacticians say 10. So it's an incredibly serious, you know, huge issue. I can talk for hours on what you've raised. We hope for the best, prepare for the worst. You see all the guns getting bought? You see everybody training, body armor getting bought? Nobody's going to a FEMA camp. If they want a civil war, they're going to get one. But we right now are hitting them and affecting the battlefield space in the info war, and it's savage, and it's intensifying because we're affected. We're over the target. So, yes.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies. ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to Mark Anderson of American Free Press to talk about the passing of a great patriot and true journalist, Jim Tucker, who wrote for major newspapers across the country, was the editor of major daily newspapers in places like Washington, D.C., you name it, who found out in the 70s about the Bilderberg Group and for 25 years exposed it before they even admitted it existed. Talking about a decade to find out its name. And then we'll get to Jerome and Aaron and others in a tiny bit of overdrive if they want to hold. But the last caller, if you just joined us, I've just sent the crew over to the other journalist offices where I have a poster of a photo my mother bought me in East Germany, what was formerly East Germany when she was in Germany visiting family that's in the military over there just a few years ago. And it's of a famous photo of an East German soldier. And a family had just gone through the barbed wire right after they put up the barbed wire and were starting to build the wall. And millions of Germans were trying to get over into West Germany and more freedom. And a little boy, because there's a series of photos, this is just one of them, got caught in the barbed wire. And so the East German soldier untangles him and helps him go with his family. That's a normal instinct. He was disappeared and reportedly tortured to death. He was never seen again. But decades later, the German military in East Germany stood down, and I've had some of those men that stood down who now live in America, stood down. And my family, behind the scenes, helped bring down in its small way East Germany. I won't get into all that. But there are a lot of patriots out there. You know, my family, working through a charity, Christian charity, you know, helped in some ways. And this is just what you have to do to bring down communists or any other form of authoritarianism. Listen, if you don't fight for freedom, you're going to be a slave. It is just that simple. And David Knight found a more recent photo that he wants to talk about dealing with this. David Knight, reporter there at the InfoWars Command Center. Then we'll show the famous photo of the East German soldier that we have hanging on the wall. Here it is.
You know, Alex, you're wrong about one thing. That East German soldier didn't just disappear. Nobody ever saw him again. Millions of people have seen that picture. And he did the right thing, even if nobody ever saw him do the right thing. You know, he's looking around. One of the things that makes that such a great picture is he's looking around nervously at who's seeing him. Well, obviously, they did see him. Obviously, even the photographer saw him. But, you know, that's the sort of thing, doing the right thing. And we've got a picture that, pull that back up on the screen. They just had that up there. Last May 19th, 2012, in Frankfurt, Germany, you've got a protest of 20,000 people protesting the European Central Bank. And what you see there in the front is a policeman taking their helmets off and leading, escorting the protesters. And that's exactly what happened at the Berlin Wall as well. So we've got this situation of right at the height of the Nazi takeover. We got this soldier who's helping that child get out, get through the barbed wire fence. You've got East German soldiers who decided at some point that they're not going to shoot on civilians who are trying to cross over the Berlin Wall. And now you've got just a year ago, West German police taking off their helmets. And instead of opposing the crowd, they're peacefully leading them. That's what you see happening in Germany. The problem in America is that far too many people believe that the type of tyranny that people have experienced in Germany, they believe falsely that can't happen.
That's right. Here. Absolutely. And so we were able to show viewers that poster my mother gave me.
Yes. Yes. We had that up.
All right. Good job, David Knight, with that information. We're going to go to Anderson here in just a moment. I have one more piece of news we're going to get to, but this is the heart of what we're talking about. I saw a newscast of a good looking family, no criminal record, good looking man, good looking woman. They have their firstborn baby, little sweetie cake. She gets sick. I bet money when I get them on. I want to get this family on, Chris. The whole crew, get them on. I bet money they took vaccines and the kid got real sick. But the point is, kid gets sick and they want to do surgery. They got them on antibiotics. She goes, well, that's, you don't do antibiotics for the flu. They're hurting the baby. I mean, I almost got killed in the hospital the one time I had surgery. It was a nightmare. From the anesthesiology to a bunch of, I'm not going to get in the whole story. It was long, but I barely made it. And that's why I don't want to have surgery again. And a lot of friends have died. They're going for minor surgery. Flesh-eating bacteria kills them. So she takes the baby out, goes to another hospital. After the baby's out and fine, the cops come. Because they didn't want it, you know, when it was sick. Cops come and say, well, they told us to take the baby, but we're not. You're obviously a good family. Next day they come, slam the dad up against the wall, take the baby. And the baby's gone, and it's on the news. Let us have our baby. Folks, there's no judge, no jury, no law. They just say you're neglectful. You don't take a vaccine. You don't whatever. Your kid breaks their arm on a trampoline, even at the neighbor's house with witnesses. Well, your kid shouldn't be on a trampoline. All the stuff that happened to us, we would have been taken from our parents. The state takes 1 million kids a year. It's a systematic attack of them harvesting us. And they're seven times more likely to abuse children, Justice Department own numbers, in government care. This is the tyranny, the new slavery. And it hits me like I saw that story and watched that video, got a sick feeling yesterday, and then it was like being punched in the stomach, and it just makes me hate them so much because I hate innocence being abused. I mean, it's a normal instinct of a free human, man. If you don't have that instinct, there's something wrong with you. Now, we're going to Anderson of American Free Press. Very honored to have him. And then we'll just do this after he leaves us in overdrive because I've got to get to this. Boston bombers during shootout. We didn't do it. That's coming up in your calls. And we've got the audio. We're going to clean it up for the nightly news. There's some things we can do to take out the background noise, but we're working on that. In fact, do we have that done yet? Because I know we had the earlier clip, but it's kind of muddy. Have we had time to get the clean clip? Maybe we'll have that by the time we go into overdrive. But I wanted to get Mark Anderson, the editor of American Free Press, on because I've gotten to know Mark over the years, seeing him at Bilderberg, helping Jim around, who had really bad hips. Jim died at 78 last week. I learned about it Saturday morning. He had just fallen a few days before that and then died at the hospital. And people said, well, it must be a conspiracy. No, I've had a lot of family that, you know, falls. You've had it. And then they have a concussion and the family says there's no foul play. You know, you fall down, you're 78. You go to the hospital. And if the complications don't kill you, the hospital will. Jim was a classic real guy. Grew up on a cotton plantation in a dirt shack, dirt floor shack, the way he described it. And then rose to be an editor of major, the full eulogy is up on AmericanFreePress.net, and we posted it at Infowars.com. But I wanted to have Anderson talk about who this guy was, some of what he did, and he's really taken over for Jim. A few years ago, it was pretty much Anderson even then, because Jim is just would fight to go to the... I saw him just about 11 months ago at Bilderberg in Virginia, there in Chantilly, and I saw him get out of the car on the side of the curb and just grind his teeth in pain with his hips. Smart guy, knew he probably wouldn't want to go through surgery, to get over there and to report and see what was going on. And I quietly told Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes, who were there with me, I said, that's the last time we're going to see him. I said, he just hit, you know, he looked, you know, his brain was still there, but, it, you know, packs of cigarettes, you name it, every day, it'll get you. But a real icon who 35 years ago, roughly, began to expose Bilderberg when no one even knew the name. And they said, he's insane. It doesn't exist. You know, the same thing as you today. And the last decade, it's finally in some U.S. newspapers. And thanks to DrudgeReport.com and WorldNetDaily.com and Infowars.com, especially Infowars.com, really, you know, pushing it out there. We now know, and American Free Press pushing it out there, but Drudge and others magnifying it. We now know about the global cabal. And last week, the Rolling Stone came out and said, 14-page article, there is a global banking corporate elite that's taken over. So, Mark Anderson, you now have got the football, and I hope, Jim, I know you told me you'd gotten some of the sources, but now you're taking over where Jim Tucker, of course, you've been covering Bilderberg yourself for 20 years, so... Mark Anderson, great to have you on with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Great to be here. Hope all is well. Yeah, it's some big shoes to fill. The basic facts are that I helped Jim with Bilderberg in 2010, Spain, 2011, Switzerland, and that's where I met your crew, and then 2012 in Chantilly, Virginia. I helped him 3 years in a row. I was aware of Bilderberg before that, of course, and wrote some minor pieces here and there prior to those years. But I mentored with Jim these last 3 years. It was a somewhat rough year for him this last year, but he still made it out to the site. He still had his intel as best he could. And we did everything we could, like your crew did and others, to amplify the American media coverage, which until then had been a virtual blackout. And of course, as you know, that's the central challenge. The European media is a little more open, a little more aggressive, not so politically correct. Here in America, we still have the task of getting the regular American media to at least acknowledge it, and this Rolling Stone thing you mentioned that I had heard about is encouraging. So we're making...
Absolutely, and they apologize to us. I mean, there gets to a point where you got to make the decision, folks, because we're going into pure evil here. I mean, you either admit we're in deep, you know what, or you commit to it and there's no future. And exactly. People better look at their kids. That's what I say to all the establishment people. You know this is a crock of baloney out there. And you know your paycheck isn't going to be worth anything soon. Now, but before you get into Bilderberg 2013, AmericanFreePress.net, and you know, carrying the torch for Jim, talk about Jim Tucker himself and why, even though he'd been very secretive about his sources and everything, obviously, you know, needing to be, why he began to pass the torch to you about 4 years ago. And he actually called us on last Monday, And I never got back to him. I was supposed to, and I just got too busy. He called me Monday. My assistant, Richard Reeves, talked to him at length about, you know, we were going to see you at Bilderberg, you're going to England, Alex and I are lucky that we're not good looking, ha, ha, ha. I'm going to have a drink with Alex, you know, the classic stuff, because we sit back and drink a beer at night exchanging notes. Just a classic old guy. Talk about some of his history and, who Jim Tucker was. And again, the example of the one man taking action, how he could change so many things.
Well, yeah, Jim had that old school journalism grit. He never totally embraced the digital age. I haven't totally embraced the digital age. Jim thought I was a good fit, largely because I have one foot in the old school journalism and one foot in the new school. Like Jim, I came from mainstream media, Alex. I used to be a conventional reporter. And so he and I had that thing in common, and we always resonated really well. And so, you know, we were both students of and using the new technology for reporting media and you know, the internet and everything. But we both had that similar background. We had that in common. And he was just a great mentor to tell me to develop sources and which sources and how to go about it. And I kind of joined that with what I already knew and what I already had learned. I've been in journalism 30 years now. And so he and I just cross-pollinated, if you will, and we'd have a lot of fun after the serious work was done in the after hours, you know. And so he was a great friend as well as a great journalist. He had been a sports writer. I had dabbled in sports writing.
He'd also then later been a major news editor of major East Coast newspapers. Talk about in the mid-70s when he first began to investigate Bilderberg. I mean, for people that now know about Bilderberg, again, thanks to you guys and Drudge the last 5 years or so, you know, linking it right up there. The media really hated that during news blackouts. I mean, how big a deal it is to admit it. I liken it to La Cosa Nostra in the early 50s. I talk about this constantly. People can pull up the clip online. Hoover got before Congress and said there's no such thing as organized crime. Now, you laugh at that today, but people believed him then. You know, there's no such thing as organized crime. And this is the real organized crime. So they don't want this to be known. And this is a big deal what he did.
Yeah, this is the manicured mafia, I like to call it, the pampered plutocrats. These are the upper crust mafia. You know, they don't get their hands real dirty. They pay for that stuff. And they're a global planning commission. And the existence of Bilderberg is literally what converted Jim from a conventional reporter into the alternative media reporter with the spotlight, which preceded the American Free Press. So Bilderberg is the very thing that got Jim out of the sports newsroom, out of the conventional media mold, into the alternative media mold. That very group was Jim's pivotal influence. It's very interesting.
Let's talk a little bit more about Jim before we get into the meeting that's coming up in about a month, reportedly outside London. And, of course, obviously, you're probably going to be there. I'll ask you about that. Some personal stories about Jim. And people want to know, I mean, do you know more of the – because I could call his home number. I could call his cell. Out of respect, I haven't tried to get details from the family. But what do we know about the fall? What do we know about how he went, his last words? Do we know any of that?
Unfortunately, I don't happen to know that, Alex. I know that he fell reportedly at home. I've been in touch with family, but only to the extent that I know there's a viewing tomorrow in Locust Grove, Virginia, and then the graveside funeral is the following day in Locust Grove, in or near Locust Grove, Virginia. I don't actually know the details of his passing, but I had talked to him just 2 days before that, and he literally worked on Bilderberg till the very end. Of course, he didn't know the end was coming, you know, naturally. But he was working on it. And I actually saved some of my phone messages from him a couple of days before his passing, just for posterity. You know, he was working on it, helping me.
Oh, I'd love to hear his voice. You know what? If you want us to do a story on that, email us those. We'll put them on the Nightly News, or when you put them on American Free Press, you should air those. In fact, I wish I would have called him back. He wanted to, quote, compare notes, and as he always did. And I was intending to call him back because I just, you know, when somebody's dead, you're like, wow, I wish I would have talked to them one more time.
Exactly. So, you know, I unfortunately don't have all the nitty gritty information on his passing. Suffice to say, he'll be sorely missed by me and his staff and by you and your staff and many others. because Jim just had that sort of broad appeal. Everyone liked him when we would go to Spain and Switzerland. He was the main Beatle, and I was just the backup Beatle. If we were characterizing ourselves as he'd have the young girls flocking to him before they'd talk to me, to say, hey, whether they were journalists or whether they were
actors. Of course, Jim liked that. Jim liked the ladies. I mean, not in a bad way, but you know what I mean? He was just a funny guy. He would charm them and stuff. A real character. I tell you, it's weird when you have that feeling. And I just said, I don't think Jim's going to be at Bilderberg next year. And they said, what do you mean? I just said, you could see him like an old clock running down, and we've lost a true warrior. But you know what? His work lives on forever. I mean, that is such a powerful thing.
Right. He had already told me that he couldn't do international travel anymore, and that wasn't unexpected. But naturally, no one expected him to pass away, although we all get there someday.
So he wasn't going to go to Bilderberg this year. Wow. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, that's incredible. It's like he did his mission. He couldn't complete it anymore, and God took him home.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to still write about it, but my understanding was that international travel, which isn't easy for anyone, was probably not on the agenda. It's physically draining for a healthy person to do a lot of international travel.
Yeah, but his hips, I mean, I saw you helping him last year it was like excruciating pain for him to even take a step on a curb.
Yeah, and on top of it, Chantilly was, as you know, a difficult location. That long curb, the way the place was engulfed in a thicket of trees, it was difficult to drop people off.
And 100 degrees, they tried to do everything they could to stop the First Amendment.
You had to park 200 yards away from the site. It was difficult for even healthy people. So for Jim, it was just a little extra difficult.
All right, when you leave us soon, what do you wish you would have said? Let's say it now. Any little stories about Jim?
Well, I mean, I wish I would have thanked him more for mentoring me in a way, but I'm thanking him now, and I'll carry it on forward. Everything I write will in some way, shape, or form be inspired by him, having been mentored by him. I wish I would just thank him for so understandingly and so patiently working with me to get me to understand what this is all about.
Absolutely. Mark Anderson, stay there. We're going to come right back to you. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive and get to this Boston Bombers during shootout. We didn't do it audio, but the audio and video is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Mark, continuing, anything else you'd like to add about Jim Tucker? Anything? Because, I mean, that's who I admire, is people that trailblaze for good. And you can attack them and say they're not perfect or this or that, whatever. The point is, trailblazers that really enlighten people and underdogs that you could make a movie about Jim going up against the system for 20-something years with him saying it doesn't exist, this man's insane, being shot at in Portugal, that was in their news, making fun of him in our news, being, arrested, beat up. But he was that old school type that would just play it down, like World War II guys would be shot and have their shoulder blown off. They'd be like, it's no big deal. Classic type guy. And to expose, there's a shadowy group meeting with our government to rip us off. I mean, this is important. This is big. This is world changing. Jim Tucker, again, Mark Anderson of AmericanFreePress.net. Obviously, you're going to be covering it this year. We've confirmed it is in England. You've confirmed that.
Yeah, the Grove Hotel. Yeah, the former home of the Earls of Clarendon. It's a sufficiently stately and snobby place for these pampered plutocrats. That's for sure. It fits the mold. It fits the image perfectly well.
Anything else you want to add about Jim? I mean, you've got the floor. What do you think's most important?
Well, I liked Jim's candor. I loved his humor, his wit. He'd always call them the Bilderberg boys. He would say, this is plain evil happening. He never minced words. He took over where Westbrook Pegler, the old-time columnist, left off. Of course, he was the initial finder of Bilderberg way back.
And Pegler didn't even know their name. And oh, by the way, he wanted to outlive David Rockefeller. That's a big bummer.
Yeah, that's true. But Jim's wit and his candor and his grit and his own kind of charm will be sorely missed. It connected what Pegler did in the early days with the more modern times, and Jim is largely responsible for getting the European media to be more open, so their reports on Bilderberg weren't simply criticisms of the protesters and would actually look at the Bilderberg group itself. And then Jim and later on myself helped, among others, of course, to stir the pot in America, especially last year in Chantilly, to get the American media to wake up. And as you know, for the first time that we know of, the Washington Post, whose top officials, top publishers have actually participated in Bilderberg's secretive meetings and have actually helped Bilderberg and have not written a word about it. That's the solemn oath they have to take. Begrudgingly sent a photographer out there last year. We know that was a breakthrough for them to acknowledge it and for them to actually report on it rather than just participate and cover it up. So that's big. And so Jim, you know, over the years, brought us to this level, and it's up to all of us now. Myself, of course, filling big shoes, but it's up to all of us in our own way to carry this forward and do it, because that's what he'd want us to do.
That's right. And now we've had WikiLeaks and other stuff come out and confirm, and you've had the Italian government come out and say Bilderberg is helping stage terror attacks. I mean, this is the real top of the pyramid. There are other secretive groups and interlocking directorates, but this is the group that set up the EU. This is the New World Order. And their meetings are illegal under several different acts that Congress has put in place. And people say, well, that's not enforced. It doesn't matter. It's illegal. It should be enforced. And look how far we've come. It's another example of big things having small beginnings. AmericanFreePress.net is going to be covering it. You are going to England, correct, Mark?
That is the intent, sir, yes. And by hook or crook, I should be able to get there. Swimming is the only non-option, so we'll make it happen.
Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to double-check your cell phone number, all your numbers, so you can report for us over there. I'm sending my crew as well, but we definitely want to have you on AmericanFreePress.net to subscribe. Mark Anderson, thank you so much for coming on and for all your work as well. In fact, I have one more question for Anderson. I'm going to come back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're live. It's 2 o'clock Central Time. Nightly news coming up 7 o'clock tonight. InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Going to play this clip here in a moment. Boston bombers during shootout. We didn't do it. They need to get this out to everybody up at InfoWars.com. But Mark Anderson, I have one more question on Jim Tucker. I know in the last 3-4 years he was transferring his sources, his connections, his methods to you. I hope all that did get transferred over to you. And I think his notes and things, you should talk to the family about them approving it. But I think you should put out a posthumous memoir, you know, with his notes and ideas, you know, to eulogize him so that he's not just forgotten, because so many times great men are just overlooked. If other people, you know, Ronald Reagan said, you can do pretty much anything if you don't care who gets the credit. And I read that quote last night as I was reading a book about Ronald Reagan, and it really is true. And so I think we need to give Jim credit, and I think it's – but just answer my one question. That's an idea. I tend to have diarrhea of the mouth and ideas, but it's not really diarrhea. It's good ideas. What about the sources? Did you get all those transferred?
Largely, I don't think there's going to be any problem there. All of this is so fresh. His passing is so recent, just this past Friday, that I literally have to meet with his family. That hasn't even happened yet. But I don't anticipate any problem with the sources, much if at all. And yeah, there'll be efforts going ongoing to do some articles, of course, in this week's American Free Press, and more stuff online, likely at AmericanFreePress.net, and everything we can do in reporting, in updating books, and different things to make sure his legacy is not lost. That is a guarantee, and I don't see any problem with the sources either. I just have yet to meet with the family because it's all so fresh. But we should be A-okay in all those areas.
All right, Mark, we'll stay in touch with you as we build up towards Bilderberg 2013. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Now here's the article. Boston bombers during shootout. We didn't do it. Now, I'm going to play the raw feed off of the local 5 channel news, what WCVB, I believe it is. We're going to play this. from the Watertown shooting, and then we're going to go to one where we EQ'd it. Here's the raw clip. All right, let's stop right there. That's chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out. We didn't do it, we didn't do it, we didn't do it. 9 seconds later, hey, officer. Now, I'm listening to that over Skype from Texas to Arkansas, and I can hear it clearly. That's the raw clip from the video. I mean, I watched it this morning. There's no doubt that's what they're saying. I mean, these are patsies being set up. All the pieces say that. Now, let's play the EQ'd piece to clean out some of the background hiss. Here is the piece that we've EQ'd. Here it is. Here's the problem with being able to send cops to kill people. When they burned up Dorner and said, we're going to burn him up, get it, we're going to burn him up, and then they killed him. I might sing Dorner's a good guy. They could have burned up your grandma in there. Who knows who even died? It's like burning up John Wilkes Booth so you don't know. And they could, again, they can tell cops now in most big departments, go kill this guy, and they'll go do it. And that's the problem. They can kill you, they can kill me, and then say we did it. And even if the media has a footage, you're not bleeding out of the neck, 5 minutes later, they're going to cut your larynx out, and then you're going to confess with they'll just say, oh, he confesses. That means there's not going to be a real trial, folks, to come out and say he confessed. Even if he confessed, they wouldn't show that till the trial. They want this open and shut now. This thing is patsy shitty. Obama is the head of Al-Qaeda worldwide. They set up these two young kids.